Tomorrow's News Today. Waging war on corruption, crashing lies and disinformation. You found it, the tip of the spear worldwide, driving forward the truth at the heart of the beast that is the New World Order. It is Wednesday, September 11th, 2024. 23 years to the date that the deep state attacked the World Trade Center complex and the Pentagon, and I was there as we speak as the towers fell, exposing the controlled demolition. What an epic debate last night. It's going to take some real work to cover all the angles. Trump won, but it was 3-1, and Kamala lied about everything. He told the truth about everything, and it's easy to Monday morning quarterback it. She has such low expectations that because she was able to just parrot off stuff and snarl at him, she looked more impressive than she normally does. But that's like 100 pounds of dog manure versus 80 pounds of dog manure in your yard. It all sucks. It's all terrible. But because the expectations were so low, oh, my gosh, she's done just a totally fabulous job. Everything she said was a lie. I have a giant stack of her lies. And almost every lie, we don't just have policy from her. We have video after video after video of her saying, I'm going to take your semi-automatic guns. I'm going to ban them. 4 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago, a month ago, and this week, she was tweeting out, ban the guns, Monday. And then she gets up there and says, that's ridiculous. We go hunting. We don't want your guns. And she's got the little American flag on her lapel. She's also like, oh, I never said ban fracking. We have 8 clips of her saying it and a whole bunch of her policy reports, including a year ago saying she'll ban fracking. So in Pennsylvania specifically. Also, she goes, nobody's killing babies at 9 months. Nobody's keeping them alive. Well, I've got all the states that do it, mainstream news admitting it. And her running mate passed a law where a baby, you know, is born and the mother wants to kill it after it's born, they can kill it. Yeah, that's going on, folks. That's going on big time. And I got Governor Northam admitting it all famously, and Trump brought it up. He said that was a lie. So this is spectacular. But CNN had a bunch of focus groups, panels with just random citizens they brought in. And you can tell they actually brought them in random because almost every person said, actually, we were better off 4 years ago and she's lying. And I'm a Democrat, but I like Trump. I mean, it's just like, exactly. Do you like being fed manure? Like her saying, you did a terrible job. We followed your plan on Afghanistan. But she was in command, the last one in the room. Everything was a lie. She doesn't want open borders, even though she publicly was calling for it a week ago and honchoed it the last 3.5 years. I mean, it was crazy. Now, could have Trump totally dominated her and done better? Yeah, Trump won by, I'd say, 70-30. If he'd have brought up 325,000 missing kids and said, you oversaw it, you're the greatest human trafficker in history with your cohort, your partner in crime, Mayorkas, and when I get elected, we're going to find those children, we're going to prosecute you for stopping the DNA testing and telling the crime gangs to come in and giving them money, it would have been a 100. He would have politically gutted her and decapitated her, nonviolently, politically, that's a metaphor, to the world. So I don't know what the hell the Trump campaign is doing on issues like that, but when you've got the nuclear weapon and you can use it and win, what is the problem? He's already been doing it in speeches, and it's true. It's a Senate report. Attack, attack, attack. The children deserve it. It's the right thing to do. It's a unifying issue, and we have them. They said surge the border. They use the Border Patrol to facilitate it. They hand them off to NGOs. You go to the houses of the people where they've given them years ago or a year ago or a month ago. They go, we don't know. We gave them to some people. Arrest them. Track where the kids are. Find them. Every day I see articles where they find little kids chained up being raped in these facilities. It's in the back of the newspaper. Holy Toledo. I mean, I haven't done this. But just to get a bunch of news decisions, I could get into Mar-a-Lago and talk to Trump. It'll just go on deaf ears. I think I'm going to go bullhorn Mar-a-Lago for like a week about 325,000 kids. That'll get his ass in gear. I'm serious. I'm getting pissed. We'll be right back.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, last night was extremely frustrating to watch, but also very interesting. Thank you for joining us on this live Wednesday, September 11, 2024 transmission. And we're going to dissect what happened there. Everything Kamala Harris said was a lie. And everything she said was a multiple, triple, quadruple flip-flop. And it gave me a very bad headache when I was driving home at midnight last night. The crew stayed until past 1 a.m. on air. They did a great job. I'd been up since 5 a.m. I had to tap out at midnight. And then I got up at 5 a.m. this morning after about 4.5 hours sleep and went back to work. I have done my duty here. And you see this huge stack? Most of these are just one page thick. Each one of these is a lie by Kamala. Now, I could spend the next 4 hours showing you 5-6 clips of her saying, I will ban your guns. We've got like 100. We'll ban all semi-autos, confiscate them door to door, force buyback. I mean, just that. I could play a 10-minute compilation and then show her saying, that's crazy, Trump. I never did that. I mean, we hunt, me and Tampon Tim. We love guns. He's a coach, did I tell you? And a Chinese communist spy. And stolen valor. So, I mean, just that alone, if I just overdid it, would take an hour. I mean, you all know, you've heard it. Hell yeah, I'll ban your guns. She just said it on TV last week. She tweeted it on Monday, 2 days ago. I mean, I got it all right here. That's just one lie. They're not keeping babies alive after they're born and killing them. Tim Walz passed a law where they do that in Minnesota. And I've got mainstream news right here. There's a bunch of states doing it. I got governors bragging about it. Well, we keep the baby comfortable till we harvest their organs. We decide whether they want it or not, even at 9 months. And now we keep them alive, and then we get rid of them. You want to see the video? Probably heard it 100 times. I'll hear it again. And just the fracking lies, the border lies, blaming Trump for Afghanistan. I mean, it was just. And then you've got the 3-on-1. And I knew what I was seeing, but even Megyn Kelly and Dr. Phil, but even some CNN people were like, well, they would do double follow-up fact checks on him like they were God. And, of course, they were lying. And so it was Kamala and the two so-called moderators ganging up on Trump. They would talk over Trump. They would turn his mic up too high, down too low. They've had audio experts, Grammy Award winners, on with Phil talking about it. I mean, they were jacking with Trump. And I give him a B+. If he would have gone after the human trafficking and how Kamala's run it and stopped the DNA testing and hands them over to the smugglers and how he's going to find the kids when reelected and how they're going to prosecute everybody from the top down. When she was attacking, you care about kids. So I was like, what, 325,000 they admit are missing that you directly handed over to traffickers? And even the New York Times reports many are in child labor and many are in sex slavery. I mean, nail her. Good God. It's like if you're in a political war and you're shooting your enemy with a .22. I'm not saying literally shoot her. It's an analogy. And Trump's got some 100-millimeter mega cannon. He's got the Death Star pointed right at her little pea brain. And just pull the trigger. Good God. So I'm going to shoot some videos on this, and I'm going on the warpath in a loving way towards Trump. Because when he talked about it in two speeches the last 3 weeks, It went sensational. Everybody wants that. It's the right thing to do. It is the winning issue that unifies everybody. And I'm just sitting here watching it, and he trained with Tulsi to go after being the big police state person and putting innocent people on death row. Didn't open up on her about that. And look, I say this not to sit here and say I would have done it better. Trump, overall, B+. Man in the arena, works his ass off, 78 years old. I'm not Monday morning quarterbacking this or Wednesday morning quarterbacking it, literally. I am just simply saying that he kept the gloves on most of the time. A little bit at the end, he took them off a little. And I would like to see that. So we've got all that. It's the 23rd anniversary of 9/11, which if you study it, which nobody study it probably more than I have, it's an inside job, totally synthetic, deep state operation. And even mainstream people know that now. I mean, it's really 23 years later. It was rough seeing it day one when we saw the bombs going off and they reported on the news they blew up Building 7. And back then they did archives over the web, so people thought I'd made that up until years later the archives went out. Years later, the media uploaded the archives of 9/11. There was CBS and NBC and CNN and BBC. I said, see, I told you I heard it that day. But if you didn't have a recorder running on the news, you'd never get it again. Young people go, why didn't you show the clips back then? You didn't have it. So it's crazy. We got all the witnesses saying a missile hit the Pentagon and there's no wreckage. That's CNN reporting it. So we are on radio stations all over the country, TV stations, cable stations. We're on X at Real Alex Jones. We're at Infowars.com/show of the streams, band-out video of the streams. And let me just say something very important right now that I want everybody to have really sink in. And again, this isn't about Infowars. I'm not saying this to go, oh, look how big and great we are. I'm here to tell you how awesome you are and how ridiculous the corporate media is and how they're a dinosaur. 3 weeks ago, and it seems like a million years ago, Trump should do this again every week, for heaven's sakes. He went on with Elon Musk and had over 1 billion clicks, and they estimate over 700 million people watch more than 15 minutes. That's one of the biggest broadcasts in history, not the biggest, okay? Hell, for something that big, they should add a video element. Musk could fly to Mar-a-Lago or meet Trump, or Trump should come to Austin, set up cameras, have a video stream as well as an audio stream, and it'll have even more viewers. Please do a 6-hour symposium or something. But no, we got to run to ABC. We got to run to CNN, whose average show has like 1 million, 2 million viewers on ABC, 1 million on their biggest shows on CNN, 100,000 average show. I mean, they're just a facade. And I made the point that I couldn't count them all up just on X alone, but I did look at a lot of big channels, and our coverage of Musk, Trump, before, during, and after for like 4 hours, hour and 15 minutes with Trump, but about an hour before, you know, the hour and 15 with Trump and Musk, about an hour and a half after. So 3.5, 4 hours, we had easily 15, 16 million just on X. That we had four streams going out, and it was pushing 15, 16 million. And if you want to see this today, you can see it. It's up on Infowars.com. We have the different streams and links there for you. You can see what we had yesterday in the pregame, during the debate, and after for the 3 hours. So I guess it was about, real coverage started about 6 to 1 a.m. So how many hours is that? That's 7 hours. And you can see the article on Infowars.com. Here it is. Breaking, Infowars received over 14 million viewers on X alone during our Trump-Harris debate coverage. Now let's talk about that number. That's on X alone. You go look at it. One's got 10 million, one's got 2 million, one's got 1.5 million, the other's have 500,000, quarter million. It's over 14 million. One stream alone's at 10 million right now. That's what it closed out at. 10 million. That's the InfoWars stream. Usually it's the little stream, but it went crazy. 10 million. Go look at it. Number, 10 million right there. Now, and I'm not counting all the clips we put out. That's another, we looked it up, 7 million. That we just went and looked, not other people copying it. So I looked at 30, 40 channels, because I think this is very interesting, that also restreamed Musk. So we got 15, 16 million when we covered Musk. I think it was like 15 plus. Because today I can show you the actual number. This is like a month ago, so I'm trying to remember the actual exact. It was over 15 million. But I was looking at other people's coverage, 20 million, 30 million, 10 million, 6 million, 8 million, 4 million, 1 million, 1 million, 1 million, 3 million, 2 million. And I just stopped at a minute and went, oh, my God. I just put in Trump, Elon Musk, you know, clicked the top thing and just was scrolling through the numbers. And it was, I mean, if you would, I mean, I have no idea how many it was. On top of the billion just on the Musk stream. 700 million watched a lot of it. But over a billion, 200 million was the last number I saw, clicked it. And that was the day after. Who knows what it is now? And then it was all over the dinosaur media and all over talk radio and clips everywhere. So the old media is dead. It's not like, oh, the old media is losing to the internet. Or like Trump says, or oh, wow, you know, they had polls out in the last week. Wow, the internet now is much bigger than legacy media. Yeah, they say 70%+ is the internet. Political coverage, of course it is. So even with all the censorship on all the other platforms, X has now more than doubled its size since Musk took over. In fact, it's almost tripled. It's now the number one social media for engagement. And that shows freedom is popular. So I just want to go back because nobody's really hitting that angle here that I've seen. They're hitting a lot of other great angles. We'll go over them. Everybody seems to get what happened last night. Even the panels on CNN are like, oh, he's telling the truth. She's lying. Oh, my God. We're way worse off than we were 4 years ago. Yeah, I mean, she was more competent than usual and could, you know, speak her lines, but that was it. And, yeah, the moderator sure piled on Trump, sure fact-checked him. And they were just lying. Yeah, nobody kills babies after they're born. Come on, Trump. Kamala's right, you know. No, Kamala doesn't want your guns, Trump. Come on. So, there are, because I can't go over them all, I could sit there for hours and look at channels that got a half million, a million views last night. Ours got 14-plus million. I don't know the numbers. They're so stratospheric, it's like trying to count grains of sand at the beach. But the corporate dinosaur media is a shadow of a shadow of a shadow of a shadow compared to the independent media that is the media. We have won. There's election fraud in place. They're trying to convince you this is a close race. It's not. If he doesn't win, it is election theft. And they always, oh, the fact checkers, there's no evidence. She's right that there was any fraud in 2020. None of the judges would hear it. They said there's no standing. And they punted it. Trump's won court cases all over the country. They're kicking millions and millions of illegals and dead people off the rolls, over a million in Texas. And then the Justice Department goes, don't do that. We're going to indict you, or that's criminal. They said that 2 days ago. So they're covering up the windows. Trucks are driving when they say it's closed. The surveillance cameras get, you know, sued. The county and districts do. And you've got the footage of them looking over their shoulder, cramming in the ballots and people cramming them in the drop boxes and tracking the phone data where they go to a safe house, thousands of people, and then you follow them with the phone data to a box where they put 50, 60, 100 ballots in and take photos of each one. I mean, yeah, they stole the 2020 election. They tried to steal, and they did mitigate the victory in 2022. But I'm just going to say it again. Whether they can steal this election or not, all over the world, the New World Order, the globalists, the WEF, the BlackRock Crime Syndicate, power is slipping away from them, and the world is quickly waking up to them. So for me, that's the big takeaway. We can obsess over the rigged debate and why did Trump do it, or why did he say this or that. And Kamala is usually bombed out of her gourd or hopped up on amphetamines. She looked like she was on some amphetamines and a little mix of maybe something to relax her, but I think they got her meds right last night. This is the best performance we've ever seen from Kamala. But again, there's the lowered expectations. If you've got a quadriplegic, you know, that can't walk, and then all of a sudden they can just barely stand up, you're like, this is a miracle. So, I mean, if you've got a mentally retarded person with a 60 IQ, they can't add 4 plus 4 equals 8, and finally they do it, you're like, good job. I'm not being mean to retarded folks. That's just the case. So, seriously, mentally retarded. So, that's what happened here. And the good news is, I'm looking at the numbers. Most polls, Trump won. It was his to lose. He won the basketball game by 12 points. He could have won by 55. He could have done through the air, Air Jordan, you know, slamming and you know, breaking the basket and shattering the glass. He didn't do any of that. But that's okay. 78 years old, works his ass off and refuses to debate prep. And so they come in and feed him all this stuff, give him all these documents and videos, and then Trump doesn't even write notes, and then he just... And part of that's his strength. I get it. I'm better a lot of times on there when I already have the knowledge, but I don't, you know, really prepare. The best shows are when I don't prepare, but that's maybe once a month that I do that because I'm so busy on something else. And then I just kind of go with my deeper knowledge and you get more of a sermon. But at 78, I couldn't imagine being able to do what Trump does. So let's get this straight. I'm not bitching, but I am mad that he didn't deal the death blow politically with the 325,000 Senate report missing, many of them in sex slavery, slave labor. I mean, and she ran the whole thing and covered it up, and it's caught red-handed in the NGOs. They're all serious child trafficking, narcotics trafficking organizations. I mean, they're as dirty as Satan's ass. And I mean, Trump should be full on that. And I'm really serious. I've talked to the campaign people. I've talked to a lot of people. I can get Trump on the phone if I really want to. But it's just, it's pointless if he doesn't want to do it. You know, I'm going to find out when he's at Mar-a-Lago, because this is the kind of thing that'll get attention. And I'm not going to be doing anything illegal or anything bad, but I'm going to go make a scene. I'm hoping the message gets to him, and I can call up Don Jr. You know, I can call Kennedy up. I got his number. I do everything on air. I don't do stuff behind the scenes a lot. I mean, I do with people. I give stories to. That's not true. I give a lot of stuff to Rogan and other people, but they listen to me. If I give it to them, they do it, usually. I can put a bow on it. I've sent Trump, I had law firms create reports for him about the deep state and who the Soros people were in his cabinet, and he started going after him, and that's when I got attacked really hard. But it's such a no-brainer. Do I really have to start going after Trump on air? I am, because we got to win 54 days out, 55 days out. So I'm going to shoot special reports the next few days showing all the trafficking and Kamala and say Trump will not go after her Achilles heel. I mean, he's kind of halfway done it. He's talked about it some. Yeah, that's great. Go all the way. So you're going to have a task force and a commission. You're going to find the children and then point out who's behind it openly doing it. Damn it. All right, I'm going to stop now. Getting mad. Because there's nothing worse than... Here's an analogy, and I'm not telling the story to be a hero. It made a big impression on me, and I was on swim team from the time I was 7 till I was 13. And I was chasing girls so much I quit swim team. I wish I never would have quit swim team. I was winning blue ribbons all over Texas at state meets. I was in great shape. I'm glad I quit football at 15 because I was getting hurt and wasn't even good at it. I was good enough to be on varsity when I was a freshman, but did not enjoy being run over and having bones broken. But they taught us CPR. Every year they came out for the time I was 10, 11, 13. So they did it. So I had 3 CPR things with the fire department there at the pool. They teach the Heimlich maneuver on babies, and they teach it on adults, and how to do it with fat people, and how to, you know, we already know how to get rescue if somebody have a pool. It's lifeguard training, basically, or it was. And that was just part of the Rockwall swim team, district swim team outside Dallas. And so there I am. Rex is a baby. He's about a year old, and we're at La Madeline, kind of blue-collar French restaurant, you know, fast, quasi-fast food. I really, it's good, it's decent food, but kind of see, is it really fast food or is it? No, it's like a cafeteria. It's actually nice. But the point is, I'm there with my ex-wife. He's sitting there in his high chair, and I go, I'm going to go to the bathroom. So I go in there, wash my hands, and I walk out, and I'd seen this big, fat, you know, we're talking 250-pound, 300-pound, mentally retarded woman. She had Down syndrome. Looks like she's about 35. She's with her parents. The place is full. It's like 7 o'clock at night. And I come out, she's blue, and she's on the table and going and coming up. And I'm standing there, and there's like 20 people around her table going, call 911, call 911. And I'm looking at him, and I go, somebody do the Heimlich, because I don't want the liability. I don't want to, you know, no good deed goes unpunished, the old African saying goes, South African saying. And it goes on for like 30 seconds, and now she's starting to, she's like on the table, like passed out. And so I go, okay, I'm going to do the Heimlich maneuver, knowing there's a bunch of sheeple. So I've just learned how the public is. And they I hear like, do you know what you're doing? Wait for 911. And I look at him and I said, get out of my way, because they're in front of me. And I pick this woman up, grab her. She's giant, dead weight, on the table, now passed out on the table, just passed out. And I get my hands around her. She's gigantic. And I get, and I hurt myself, get up under her. And I go, ugh, I don't want to do it too hard, because you can hurt people, they trained you. Up under, you know, the bread basket, and nothing comes out. I do it again, nothing comes out. She's like, eh. And I pick her all the way up and go, ugh, and a giant ball of bread goes out on the table and puke. And they go, you're a hero. Hero, oh. And I looked at my ex-wife, and I said, get Rex, we're out of here, because I knew what was coming next. And they're like, wait, wait, is she hurt? Oh, sir, you're a hero, but come back. We need to know who you are. And I went, goodbye. And the woman stumbling around, ugh, up against the wall. That's how I feel about the Trump operation. And everybody else that isn't hardcore. Because Trump's pretty hardcore compared to the milquetoast, but he ain't there yet. They brought in 325,000 missing kids. The Border Patrol estimates it's 800,000 to a million. A bunch of them are in sex slavery. They're handing them over to known pedo groups. They're giving them false identities and ghosting them. And they ended the DNA testing. We now learned 3 years ago. They made it public early this year. They ended the funding, but they ordered it secretly killed a month ago. They testified in Congress. So they can disappear these kids with people that aren't their families. They have a one-day cheap test they can do to see if they're any, if they're related. We have them on this. We have them. But it's like doing a Heimlich maneuver. Instead, Republicans and patriots are standing around pointing at the country, choking to death. And I'm just like, this is so easy. I mean, you know the stunts I can pull to get attention with Trump, the stuff I could do. I don't even go around doing this stuff. I just want to cover the news, see other people get involved. I could go out right now and just go to every event, go to the DNC, go to the RNC, go to the Trump events, go to all the things, make a huge spectacle, go to all the TPUSAs, go to the CPACs, and take them over. I don't want to do that. But damn it. I wonder if I should skydive into Mar-a-Lago. Of course, it's controlled space, and I'm joking, and that'll be a headline. I just want this to get to Trump, and I just want him to stop. Okay, I'm done. We got too much news to cover. I'm sorry. I'm going off on a rabbit trail there, but that rabbit trail leads us to victory, and it's the right thing to do, and I am just... I got to clear my mind during the break and come back with all the lies and the rest of it. And we're going to take your calls. We're simulcasting on X Spaces right now. We'll be going to some of your comments later next hour. But I'm gonna stop now, and I'm going to just drill through the lies and all the other big news, and the 9/11 information is all coming up. But great job to the crew. Great job to the audience of activists. I asked you to share the links. I asked you to tell people tuned in. You did, and you get more credit than InfoWars and myself, listeners and viewers, that spread the links. 14-plus million viewers on X alone. Great job, viewers and listeners, and great job, Elon Musk, for providing the platform.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Again, it's Wednesday, September 11, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's get into these lies and disinformation from these idiots. We got a longer version of this going up on X right now that McBreen put together. Did an excellent job. It's going to have a headline, basically. Bombshell. Bombshell lie. Kamala Harris, what's the headline be? Or video. Kamala Harris caught in massive post-abortion lie debating Trump. Because it's about 5 minutes long. I don't have time to air that because there's so many lies to get to. Here's a shorter version of it. And I'm going to go into the stack and show you this. And then we've got a Second Amendment compilation in fracking as well. And then I'm going to, just because of time, I won't have time to play all these videos. I'll play some. I'll go into the other 22 lies. It's 22. So let's get started on abortion. Here it is.
You should ask, will she allow abortion in the 8th month, 9th month, 7th month?
Come on.
Okay, would you do that? Why don't you ask her that question?
Why don't you answer the question? Would you
Because under Roe v. Wade, you could do abortions in the 7th month, the 8th month, the 9th month.
That's not true.
And probably after birth. Just look at the governor, former governor of Virginia. The governor of Virginia said, we put the baby aside and then we determine what we want to do with the baby.
There is no state in this country where it is legal to kill a baby after it's born. Madam Vice President, I want to get your response to President Trump.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was.
And the longer clip is really powerful. He says, we decided to not resuscitate. And that means generally in terms not defibrillate or not start a heart that's not going. Don't perform CPR. But in the bioethics boards they've set up the last 30 years that he's on at that hospital, or was previously before he was governor, that term means we decide it's not a human, it's not living, it's not viable. We keep it comfortable, and then we harvest its organs because they can get more money by waiting a few days or even a couple weeks till all the orders come in and they got it ready. Then they butcher it in one spot. And I want to show you some headlines dealing with this right here. Overhead shot, please. Here's Tim Walz, remove requirements to try to save babies born after abortion or after they're born. Same thing in New York, a bunch of other states have got a list of those. Abortion up to birth passes in 2022 under Prop 3. It allows abortion up to birth in any HCP. Here's a breakdown. But how late in pregnancy each state allows abortions. And these states, Vermont, New Jersey, D.C., Oregon, Colorado, New Mexico, allow it even after the birth. You know what? It's important. Let's air McBreen's full abortion clip, and then I'll get to the guns and the fracking, because I want you to see more of the Northam clip. Here that is.
No exception. There was a very contentious committee hearing yesterday when Fairfax County Delegate Kathy Tran made her case for lifting restrictions on third trimester abortions as well as other restrictions now in place. And she was pressed by a Republican delegate about whether her bill would permit an abortion even as a woman is essentially dilating, ready to give birth. And she answered that it would permit an abortion at that stage of labor. Do you support her measure and explain her answer?
Yeah, I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran, but I will tell you, first thing I would say is this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved. There are, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this.
So that's good. The governor of Virginia encouraged murder on a podcast.
And that's not actually a surprising fact. Let's understand how we got here.
Pin her down for a minute.
Donald Trump.
Guys, I want you to pull up the governor that was there 4 years ago, who was a former baby harvesting doctor, who said, where he says we keep the baby alive after, and then we harvest its organs. I want to get that clip. I want to put that clip out with Trump, and I want to put it out with her, with the reporter saying that's not true. Okay, go back to him.
In one state, it provides prison for life. Trump abortion bans that make no exception even for rape and incest, which understand what that means. a survivor of a crime, a violation.
Oh, that happened
to
the friend
body.
She knew. She made
does
that up by working at
right
McDonald's.
To make a decision about what happens.
Well, it's just hilarious.
Body next. That is
saying
immoral.
It's the Trump abortion ban.
One does not.
Is
have to
first of all, it's inaccurate.
The Supreme Court ruling.
But it's actually good. Like the right wing is the one attacking Trump on abortion. It's not the left. So okay.
Well, I mean, he could just say, "Yeah, I'm not for killing babies." But here we go.
I have talked with women around our country. You want to talk about this is what people wanted? Pregnant women who want to carry.
They're going to say this is the moment when she won the debate.
Suffering from a miscarriage, being denied care in an emergency room because the health care providers are afraid.
Or the baby dying from a COVID shot, or the baby dying that picked up fentanyl, or the baby's being smuggled across the border. You want to talk about kids, 325,000 missing under you?
Over 13-year-old survivor of incest? Being forced to carry a pregnancy to term? They don't want that.
She knew this question was coming. They gave her this question.
Of course,
it's her scripted response. She's probably practiced it 10 times.
A bill
probably 20.
To put back in place the protections of Roe v. Wade, as president of the United States, I will proudly sign.
That's enough. Okay, so the point is we have Axios on screen. There's the states in gray where they kill babies even after they're born. And I can play you the clips of New York, which isn't even on that list. They have it there, too. So that list isn't even complete. That's from 2023. And Kamala, as the attorney general, prosecuted pro-life reporters that undercover exposed their, quote, selling babies with still beating hearts to universities and institutions and biomedical labs. You can pull that up. Still beating baby hearts. Sold. And then you read, it's a whole body. So you hear, oh, a woman's having a miscarriage. She can't get care. If the baby's viable and she's having a miscarriage, it comes to the hospital and it's 7 months old, she doesn't then say that the doctors at a liberal hospital, you want to resuscitate or you want to get the organs? Then they clip the cord, take the living baby off, say it's not a human, and harvest its organs. Yeah, and here's the investigative reports they got put in prison for, where they're talking about, I'm going to buy a Ferrari with the money. Fetal trafficking under oath. So they did their job, they got prison time and giant fines for it. All because they don't want you to know this industry is going on. And if we're going to kill babies at 7, 8, 9 months or after they're born, why not sell kids as slaves and disappear them or put them in slave labor? Or sex slavery, which we know is going on. This is a bottomless pit. This is America losing its soul. All right, let's move into the fracking and the Second Amendment. Again, I've got 10 clips that I've seen. But we minimize it to a few because we don't want to be too long. And then we have dozens and dozens of clips of her saying, go after the Simeonas. She said both last night, I don't want your guns. Waltz hunts. I love guns. She's got American flag pin. She hates America. It's all pure crap. And she said, that's ridiculous. I never said fracking. You're a liar. Now, that would be like if I was in a debate and they said, you said 9/11 was an inside job. And I went, you're a liar. I never said that. There's 100 times, 1,000 times of me saying it. Or I'm in a debate, and the person I'm debating goes, you're wearing a black long-sleeve shirt. I go, no, I'm not. Well, yeah, you are. I mean, it's that level of deception. Like, what? They're just targeting the few percent they think are ignorant. And it didn't work. I've got clips from the news where CNN and others, the people weren't buying it. So here is a breakdown of her big lies on fracking and the Second Amendment.
Vice President Harris, in your last run for president, you said you wanted to ban fracking. Now you don't. You wanted mandatory government buyback programs for assault weapons. Now your campaign says you don't.
I will not ban fracking. I have not banned fracking as Vice President of the United States. And in fact, I was the tie-breaking vote on the Inflation Reduction Act, which opened new leases for fracking. I've made very clear my position on fracking. And then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
California Senator Kamala Harris says if she becomes president, she will take what her campaign calls executive action to combat gun violence.
Upon being elected, I will give the United States Congress 100 days to get their act together and have the courage to pass reasonable gun safety laws. And if they fail to do it, then I will take executive action.
We, who believe in the freedom to live safe from gun violence, and that's why we will work to pass universal background checks, red flag laws, and an assault weapons ban. It is reasonable to say that weapons of war have no place on the streets of America. And by that, I mean assault weapons. Weapons of war. They were literally designed to be weapons of war.
Will you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking your first day in office?
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yeah.
I believe in the Second Amendment, but I also believe we need to renew the assault weapons ban.
I'm also in favor of the assault weapons ban. Look, we have 5 million assault weapons on the streets of America, and we have 5 million assault weapons.
200 million, dumbass.
And assault weapons have been designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly. They are weapons of war, and there is no place for them on a civil society.
There is no reason why we have assault weapons on the streets of a civil society. They are weapons of war. They are designed to kill a lot of people quickly.
An assault weapon is designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly.
We don't have any, we have to get these guns off the street. But I also, you know, I have faith in the American people to know that, you know, that we want to comply with our laws, and that I know that to be true.
We want to ban assault weapons, and they want to ban books. And Congress needs to have the courage to act and renew the assault weapons ban.
We need an assault weapons ban. These are reasonable things to do.
There is no reason that we have weapons of war on the streets of America. We need reasonable gun safety laws.
And it's something I'm so passionate about and so looking forward to being president to address. We've got to deal with this.
How mandatory is your gun buyback program?
It's mandatory.
We're putting a new version out of that. At the end, we're going to show her saying, I don't want to ban fracking. That's a lie, and attacking Trump. And then saying, we already showed it some. And then saying again, I don't want your guns. Tim Walz likes to hunt. I mean, that is incredible. And Trump needs to make a campaign ad with that information. The shorter and sweeter and better. We just threw it together real quick last night in like 30 minutes. That's still powerful. So there you go. Here she is in the 2020 debate. She's trying to be president. And getting on Biden about executive orders. But last night she said she wouldn't do executive orders to take the guns. A total liar. Here it is.
In recent days, former Vice President Biden has said about executive orders, some really talented people are seeking the nomination. They said, I'm going to issue an executive order. Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons, saying you can't do it by executive order any more than Trump can do things when he says he can do it by executive order. Does the vice president have a point there?
Some things you can. Many things you can't.
Let's let the senator answer.
Well, I mean, I would just say, hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We got a constitution.
And yes, we can.
That was a different Kamala, wasn't it? That's the kind of cool Kamala, little black Kamala. Got a totally different Kamala last night. What a chameleon. Chameleon. Gonna take your guns. Gonna smuggle those kids. Gonna destroy your border and start World War III. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so fun. We need to do one of those. Write the lyrics. Let's do it. Okay, let's move on to some other lies here that people are seeing through. This is voters on CNN are reacting to the debate tonight, openly admitting their lives are better under Trump, and they don't trust Kamala Harris. There's another one, Pennsylvania voter. This is the key. President Trump spoke facts. So if you knew the facts, he won by a long shot. If you believe BS, you can say she won. If you believe in fairy tales and Santa Claus, yep, Trump spoke facts while Kamala lied and repeated a bunch of BS talking points back to back.
I think it's important to remember that we are voting for the leader of our country and not who we like the most or who we want in our wedding party, but who is actually going to make our country better. And we're in an incredibly unique situation where we've had both of the candidates in office before, and we've gotten to see what they would do. And when facts come to facts, my life was better when Trump was in office. The economy was higher, inflation was lower, things were better overall. And now with Kamala's administration, things haven't been so fantastic. And she's saying she can fix the problems that her administration has caused, but I just don't know if I can afford to take that risk.
Were you leaning towards the former president coming in tonight?
Probably.
And did you vote for him in 2016 or 2020?
I did.
He spoke facts. She just basically repeated everything that Biden has said in the past.
What were your thoughts?
She made, Donald Trump made a strong closing statement by saying, why didn't they do all the things that she's proposing during the 3.5 years that they've been in office? And Biden did this entire moderate stance back in 2020, and she's trying to do it again in 2024, but she didn't talk about her policy changes between 2020 and 2024. Her whole centrist moderate stance is just a facade.
Absolutely. So here's some folks' takeaways. Tulsi Gabbard said, this debate is 3-1. The ABC moderators clearly shilling for Kamala Harris. Nice graphic shows Trump, and then he's at the podium. For radio listeners, I'm describing it. TV viewers sometimes ask, why is he describing it? We can see it. Well, radio listeners, we're on 300-plus stations. They can't see this. So the cartoon is Trump behind the lectern, and then you've got the other lecterns, ABC, with Kamala and the two moderators. That is dead on. Ian Wokeness said, CNN's job was to knock Biden out. ABC's job was to prop Harris up. The media is the regime. Vivek Ramaswamy said, we're not up against a candidate, we're up against a machine. That'll be clear tonight, and it was. There's the CNN clip I just mentioned. Cernovich, I'm glad Trump didn't blow it. Tonight was good. Narrative will be the usual. Harris outperformed expectations and is a clear winner. Nah. She showed her hand, Pennsylvania, fracking ban, haunts her. Now she wants to take your guns, she says. Kamala has lied about us. Liz Wheeler. Late-term abortion, she lied. Very fine people, Charlottesville. Even Snopes is not true. J6, bloodbath, climate data, border security, Project 2025, fracking, Second Amendment. She lied about that. The ABC moderators are a disgrace. They're propaganda, Pravda. They've sold their souls. Dave Rubin, Kamala just said she wasn't going to take away your guns. 3 days ago, she said she would ban assault rifles. Actual voters saying the same as we predicted. Debate actually cost Harris potential support, not helped her. Fact check. Kamala Harris falsely claims Trump sold us out to China. And even mainline fact checks like it's the opposite. J.D. Vance did an excellent boil down. We'll get to that. Elon Musk said, while I don't think the debate hosts were fair to real Donald Trump, Kamala Harris exceeded most people's expectations tonight. That said, when it comes to getting things done, not just saying nice-sounding words, I strongly believe that Trump will do a far better job. After all, if Kamala could do great things, why hasn't she? Biden rarely shows up to work, so she's basically in charge already. The question comes down to this. Do you want current trends to continue for 4 more years, or do you want change? And it goes on from there. Of course, there's the money shot where Trump says, excuse me, I'm talking now. That was great. Mike Pompeo says, let's be clear, when Kamala says she's executed the Trump plan for her Afghanistan withdrawal, she's lying. Yeah, they didn't do his plan. RF Kennedy Jr. says, the reason why VP Harris has the support of 200 Republicans is that these establishment Republicans are closer to their views than President Trump. They exemplify what I've called the uniparty. Trump is running against the establishment, and that's why they hate him. Boom. Fact check. Trump says inflation was very low when he was president, even with tariffs. It's true. Bail fund promoted by Harris helped man accused of sexually raping a child. The fact checkers against Kamala tonight are going to be an endless and brutal. I'm starting to enjoy every second of it. Abortion access in the United States. And then it shows all the places you can kill a baby even after it's born. And it goes on and on and on. Dr. Phil did a good job explaining the bias. He was a little even too fair, though. Piers Morgan, the traitor that he is to humanity, says that Kamala did a great job and won. Turnovich says no need for Trump to do any more of these rigged debates. Harris slowed down and showed how weak she is. She's losing Pennsylvania. Let J.D. mop up Waltz and stick to the issues. Fracking bans, gun confiscation, border crime. And human smuggling of children, they disappeared. That's the big one. My God, can we get anybody talking about this? Fact check, Kamala lied about unemployment figures attacking Trump. Just lied. There's a lot more here, but I want to shift gears into more of this, but also 9/11 and some key clips and just the bottom line of what happened there. And take your calls and your comments on Spaces that we launched 55 minutes ago on X at Real Alex Jones. And then I've got a lot of other news dealing with the economy and the world and more arrests and more reports and videos of Haitians all over the place eating dogs, cats, and chickens and geese and ducks. They say doesn't exist, of course. Just like they said the Venezuelan gangs don't exist anymore. Apartments now, it's all admitted. They just try to lie to you at first and see if it works. Of course, it doesn't work anymore because they have less viewers than we have, and we're telling the truth and they're lying. So let's get Harmon in there to take the calls. I'll give the number out right when we start the next hour. We're going to take first-time callers like we did yesterday in the first raft. And then after those first people get on the board, you hear anybody hang up when they're done talking, that's your chance to dial in for everybody. The first-time callers, I'd love to give you a chance to get on. We'd love to hear from you. I'll give the number out here in just a moment. And we would love to speak to you about the debate last night and also the 23rd anniversary of 9/11. Just like COVID, a big globalist event to create a digital society, a surveillance grid, a control grid, not for the Islamists, so they brought in mass, but for the West. All these events are about control. The globalists said they use terror, collapsing borders, viruses to bring in their world government. That's in so many of the famous leaked WEF and UN documents, and now it's all public. We'll be discussing that next hour. Please remember, yeah, we had 14 million viewers just to our pre, during, and post-debate coverage on X alone. Amazing. Millions at InfoWars, millions on radio stations. I'd say conservatively, 20 million people tuned in last night. I checked this morning, no extra money. Regular sales, barely enough to pay the bills. I'm not bitching. These are great products. I need your support. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. You need Nitric Boost. You need X2. You need X3. You need high-quality CBD gummies and 1,000-milligram tincture, highest-quality CBD for inflammation, your brain, your whole body. It does incredible things. It's a miracle God gave us the good part of the cannabis without the stuff that gets you, you know, dumb. It's there. InfoWarsMD, InfoWarsStore.com. Next Level Foundational Energy, all the NanoSilver products, and more. CavaChill, Top Rain, Rocket Rest at drjonesnaturals.com. I need your support, plus the great products. Take action like that small percent to support us and continue to fund the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up. We're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now. Because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide, you're listening to the most hated broadcast by tyrants in the world, the Alex Jones Show. Woo! Yeah! For what you are about to receive, we are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need. You gotta have the spirit of victory and strength. You gotta ask God to come into your soul now. For what you are about to receive. We are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need. For all of you fighting tyranny, we salute you. All right, coming up, I'm going to get the number out. Next segment, be ready. Yeah, we're fighting down on the front lines like a bull right out of the blue. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you. I appreciate you. This is D-Day. This is zero hour. This is go time. Now, I'm going to be taking your calls and your ex speaker comments. We're going to get Chase in here to run that or get me in the control room if he wants. But that's coming up. I'm going to take a lot of calls. I got a lot of news to intersperse. But we're doing something really exciting with the folks from Big Lee that are out there with the best Trump t-shirts, all the Patriot stuff. They dominate. They're wonderful. They're J6ers, you name it, Patriots. The AlexJonesStore.com is where you want to go to get incredible t-shirts and other Patriot memorabilia to fund the InfoWar and for incredible offers like the one you're about to hear about right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the info war and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this baby, you're supporting the InfoWar and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000. And when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide. We are the human resistance against the technotronic transhumanist cult. We will smash that death cult. We are Team Humanity. Feel the energy. Humanity struggling to survive and thrive. All right, my friends. I want to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us on this live Wednesday, September 11th, 2024, transmission at 12:07 Central. Watch the rebroadcast later. You can't call in. But right now, we'd love to hear from you on last night's debate and September 11th and how it changed our world 23 years later. That's a big place to go. The entire campaign with World War III on the table and forced injections and new deadly mRNA shots if they get in, and open borders and expanded human trafficking and the criminals getting away with it all. And then 9/11 and the deep state and everything that came out of that. 877-789-2539. First time callers, 877-789-2539. Yeah, I'm seething right now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And we have the X Spaces going with a lot of folks in there, which is just a digital way in HD to talk to folks as well. And we last night launched it, and it had like a 400,000 people on that. Again, that's not, we didn't count that on the 14 million watching the video feeds on X. Really excited about that. And the great part is there were 50, 60, I saw other big broadcasters with 3, 4, 5, 10 million viewers, too, all packed. I mean, just hundreds of millions of views just on X of people covering the debate and devastating the enemy in live time. This is really great. So I'm proud of the crew. I'm proud of the listeners and viewers. You're the ones that got fired up and shared the links, and we just had another devastating effect there. This is a team effort, baby, and you're on the team. You're not on the bench. You're on the field. You're scoring touchdowns. Yeah! We ain't rolling over and dying to the New World Order so easy. We're a little hard to kill. In fact, we're going to win. You think all this crap you pulled on us is going to do something to our good old boy guts? Take a little bit more than what you did to get us down, to quote Cape Fear. Like, I want to thank the New World Order for just waking me up, giving me so much pleasure. So I'm going to have a lot of pleasure watching you hang. Getting you off the backs of our children, you rats, you devil-worshipping trash. Talking to the enemy right now. 877-789-2539. That's good. We can jerk the number down now. And let's pull up the spaces, see some of the folks that are there. Because I could pontificate all day about the lies and the different angles. But the big takeaway is she's lying. Everybody sees it. Trump's telling the truth. He won the debate, hands down. Could have done better. She did do a good performance for her, which when she can normally barely talk, in fact, she had some liners she could put out. Like, look, it can talk. It can walk. Wow, that's amazing. So, we'll start taking your calls here in just a moment. But can we punch up the X spaces on here so I can decide who I want to go to? Because I'm not going to wait 20 minutes to go to calls here. I was telling folks, I'm like, let's get the spaces going. Let's get it up on the board. I'm going to start talking to these folks. I'm going to come out of this break. I'm going to do it. Let's take calls right now while we figure that out. Let's go ahead and talk to folks in Arkansas. Jess in Arkansas, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Hey, Mr. Jones, how you doing today, my friend?
And I can't help it. I feel like I'm 25 again. I feel like I can kick some ass.
You're on fire, man. You are on fire. You are on fire. You know what, man? I left Southern California 11 years ago after they stole all my money in 2008 out of my equity in my home. And you know what? The Democrats need their asses handed to them in quick fashion. And as a matter of fact, I want to say this. You're the modern-day Wally George, my friend. You're the modern-day Wally George. He'd be proud of you if he was alive today, Southern California Republican, true firebrand. I don't got a lot to say, but all I'm going to say is I didn't see no Democrat take a bullet. They're all hiding like a bunch of women behind dresses, and we should just put them all in dresses, man. That's it. I'm sick of these Democrats. They're a bunch of lying devil worshipers, and you know what? Kamala was laughing in all of our faces, man. She was laughing in our faces. They said, Trump said, you're eating our cat. You know what? That's all I have to say. Let God do the rest, brother. I appreciate you having me on the national, international airwaves, and may God do his justice. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I actually not even looking. And by that, I'm not looking for proof. It's just all over the place. More arrests, more reports, more cats, more geese, more chickens, more ducks, more dogs being found dead, eaten, hanging in trees. Haitians running down the road with geese under their arms. There's more of that. The police are pulling up. What do you got with that goose? Why'd you chop its head off? And again, anybody that looks at Haiti or been there or covered it, I mean, it's cuckoo town. You read about stuff in the Bible where cities went crazy or countries went crazy and they were all raping their kids and devil worshiping and starving to death and running around murdering each other. And you're like, where's that happening? It happens in history and it's happening in Haiti. When your mascot's the devil for your country, you ain't doing too good. Jonathan in Kentucky, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Yes, Alex. I was just thinking, Trump has obviously stated why Kamala's bad, but he needs to state why his policies are so good. So Ross Perot in the early 90s spent his own money, which who knows how much, to do deep dives into particular policies. And with X as an option, what Trump I think should do is get on with Elon Musk or get into like a town hall type thing where there's two or three specialists and nail down on particular policies. And I think specifically it needs to be energy policy, because that's what directly affects the American people and what they're concerned about.
No, I totally agree. And I already said this earlier. Trump should be doing town halls in the next 54 days every week with Elon. They're only going to get bigger. They should add a video element. They can do it on the road, wherever, have it on Spaces, but also a video element. It'll get a billion views. And why does he run around to go on corporate media and get 5 million, 3 million views only because he's on there? Why is he not using the big Megatron weapon?
Well, and it's free. And I think specifically he needs to deep dive into things like Ross Perot did, so that he can show that he's educated on these subject matters, and to explain in a detailed way how it's going to help the American people, because a lot of times it just seems very nuanced and very blanket.
Yeah, and Trump's really good at that, but he can also have experts on with charts and do like fireside chats. Elon is going to be his unpaid head of the Office of Government Efficiency, and he and Elon should just get it together, put the graphs together, and they should start doing two-hour-long fireside chats there with, you know, a TV where they're PowerPoint showing everybody. Damn right. Totally agree. And again, we need to see more of this right now. And I'm not Monday morning quarterbacking. I live this. I'm in this. So are you. We are not attacking Trump, but we're saying, like, when you're winning a football game by 5 points or 7 points and the coach, you know, slaps you on the ass and says, get your ass in there and dominate. We've got to go all the way here.
Run up the score.
Run up the frickin' score, man. God bless you, Jonathan. We're going to move quick here. Mike in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? This is Mike Cargile. I'm running for Congress in the 35th District here in California. One of the things I was very disappointed with is they did not bring up the 320,000 missing children. And the thing is, most of those children are from Guatemala, and nobody's looking at Representative Norma Torres. She is the only sitting member of Congress from Guatemala. She's the key, and she's the pal of Kamala Harris.
That's right. Guatemala is one of their big child trafficking things going way back. And my uncle was down there in the 1980s in Iran-Contra, and that's when he got out of the operations he was in with a lot of the guys that were under him, was because they found out the government wasn't just shipping guns in and other stuff out to fund it. They were shipping kids out from orphanages in Guatemala. And I'm on record when he died 10 years ago saying that, long before this was a news item. So think about that. That's how long, of course, Reagan didn't know, he said. Just, he was communicating directly with the honchos that did. It was George Herbert Walker Bush.
Sure, sure. No, everything needs to point right back at this very issue. And you've said it for weeks, and I wish that President Trump had brought this out, because this is the one issue that's going to drive people insane. Why is Kamala Harris hiding the children? And I've talked to the whistleblowers all involved, and it's...
Oh, we've had them all. They got high-level former Border Patrol, DHS, federal marshals, FBI. They've all testified to Congress. And again, they're ghost children. They ran the facilitation. Not only they don't care. And again, let's say we don't care about these poor kids. I totally care. I have total empathy. Does anybody feel safe with the government already doing this? Do you think they're not going to expand that? This is crazy.
Right. And Kamala Harris could do this with, just like President Trump said, just tell the DOJ, release the information on the children to the different AGs, and then we'll find them all. But she won't. She's hiding the children, and no one is asking her, Kamala, why are you hiding the children?
Exactly. It's not, oh, you let them in, or you did a bad job. No, it's not that she's an idiot. She is the front person with that demon Mayorkas running it all. You're over the target, brother. Thanks for the call. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. So I had you guys on, and then I had Newsmax on as well. You guys were a little bit behind in the stream, so I was able to catch up on some points as well. And so basically, yeah, Kamala, she couldn't say what she's done in her past term or what she's going to do. And I noticed, too, at the end, her closing remarks weren't even shown. I don't know if that was throughout every stream, but we only saw, like, part of Trump's. They, like, used commercials to cut in and completely cut her out. So I don't know if you guys saw her closing remarks or not.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We heard them.
I don't know why that. Okay. Okay, but basically, you know, Trump, he took a literal bullet, but last night he took literal machine gun fire from three people and still came out on top.
Oh, yeah,
and,
no. You know, I mean, they would do repeated comebacks. They would say he was wrong when he was telling the truth, as if they're the authority. And it was, I mean, Dr. Phil did a great job breaking it down. This was totally one-sided. It was three against one. And it's disgusting, but they make him act like, oh, he's scared, so he has to walk into a rigged situation. But he still won, because he won if you go off facts. If you like to hear little one-liners and like to be lied to, well, then there you go.
And another thing, too, I want to bring up is some of those questions, like, about her race. What race do you think she is? And like he said, nobody cares. Nobody cares about stupidity like that. We care about, you know, turning this country around. I don't care if she's related to Barney the frickin' dinosaur. We don't care about that crap. So that was just plain stupidity.
Well, it's meant to be saying he's like racist. I mean, the woman is Indian. Her father was maybe. I did the numbers. I looked it up. He's the same amount of African that I am Native American. So if my dad's like 13% and his dad was 30-something percent, then that would make me 6.5%. And that's what she, so she's 3.5% black. I mean, I've done the numbers. The genealogy of her is well known and out there. Massive slave owners in her history. And not like hundreds of years ago, like Obama and every other president except Trump. And again, look it up. Trump's the only president that does not have any connection to slaves, because his family came over so soon from Germany and Scotland. And so, pretty recent immigrants, you know, on his family side. Dad, mom. But the point is that her family had slaves in Jamaica after it was illegal here. So I've done the math. She's about 3.5% African. And that's what her dad was, you know, half of 13%. So that's what it is. So she's not black, folks. She never said she was black until recently. She was the first Indian female senator is what she advertised. So the point is, she's a chameleon. She's a liar. Thank you for the call. Robert in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
First thing I'll say is Brainforce Plus. I use that. I'm in sales. I love it. Really helps. But I'm going to say I think Trump lost the debate last night. I just think that it's not going to be between me, a conservative, or the liberal. It's these people in the middle we have to sway. And I don't think he did a good job. I just have family members that I know. I'm like, he did not sway them. So I think their strategy was to go on the offense last night, and Trump was on the defense basically the whole time. So he didn't get a chance to say anything that really would have swayed anyone in any way. Some of the comebacks, even talking about race right now, like I think that was an opportunity for him to actually drill down. Why is that not a good thing that you're saying one thing and doing another? This is who you are.
Yeah, Trump kind of deflected and said, I just want to know who she is. But it's like, hey, I would have said, hey, you use all these different voices everywhere. Are you the Valley girl? Are you the East Coaster? Are you the Southern person? Are you using a fake Michigan black voice that sounds nothing like a black person from Michigan? I mean, it's ridiculous. She's like Elmer. She's like Mel Blanc, except she's not a voice actor. I mean, she'll change it mid-sentence. Remember last night, she started slipping into a fake black accent for a few seconds.
Yeah, call it out. Same thing with J6. Where were you, Kamala, on J6? Where were you?
And by the way, they all try to act like the press secretary. It's weird to ask. If I got up and say I went and gave a speech in Michigan a few months ago at TPUSA Action, and imagine if I showed up and started speaking in like a Japanese accent or a Chinese accent, they'd say, this guy's freaking nuts. I was like, hello for you. How you doing today? It's so good to be here with you. You will get your nail done. People would be, what's going on here? Or let's say I got up there and would say, I'd try to do a Yankee accent, so like the Sopranos. I don't even know how to do it. Like, how you doing there, buddy? It's good to be here with you. And people will be like, well, we're not even, you know, from New York. Imagine if I went to New York to give a speech. I've given plenty. And I'm like, hello, everybody. My name is Luigi. And so it's incredible. What else is on your mind?
Last thing I'll say to you, two small things. One, they gave her the right amount of Adderall. She was not like, she wasn't saying her weird stuff. I think she actually looked like Obama. She's been trained by him. But my last big thing that I'll say is, where was the talk of RFK? Tulsi Gabbard. It's such a big deal having RFK come over. You're trying to get these middle of the road people. What about health for our kids? What about the shots? What about all this stuff? There's just huge substance. Again, I think he was on the
road. Well, they controlled it. I mean, they controlled it with the questions.
Sure they did. But, I mean, yeah, I think what he's got to do big picture, we all know the truth on, you know, that are awake. Those that aren't, those people that are still in the middle, like, we've got to find a way to really wake them up. And Trump's got to, he's got to stop sounding like a politician and start sounding more like Alex Jones, Joe Rogan, and even RFK.
Absolutely. He should have brought RFK and Tulsi with him. He brought Vivek, but yeah, that's a super team. I bring them along with me everywhere. Robert, thank you. Let's go to Joe in New York. Thanks for calling, Joe.
How you doing, Alex?
Well, since you're calling from New York, I'm going to do a fake New York accent.
I'll try to help you out, brother.
We love you, man. Go ahead.
Talking about 9/11, you know, this is a real touchy subject for a lot of us. And it really breaks my heart because I can still remember the pain of what that caused us. And to the gaslighting after that of him standing on the pile and the 20 years of war is utterly disgusting when it was all a lie. And it took me so long to honestly truly believe that because I never wanted to believe that this country could actually do something like that. But through a lot of research, I have found out a lot of things. And the one thing that puzzles me the most is the whole circle of this whole thing called weather on the ground and the linkage to what it has to our government today. How they changed their tactics because of the violence and moved into our political atmosphere and have totally captured our government. And it, as an American, it's very hard to believe, but my eyes are so open. And the only thing we can do is to try to fight this because this is more important than anything in this world. Because if we fall, the whole world falls. And people have no idea.
No, I totally agree. And the globalists wrote, Dick Cheney wrote in the PNAC document, April 2nd, 2000. Was the April publication of the Project for New American Century in year 2000. And they said, we need a Pearl Harbor event, which killed 3,000, so 9/11, to have Pax Americana, be able to invade the world and take American liberties. And that's where it starts, is them talking about wanting to do an event like this. Then Operation Northwoods was going to crash airplanes and blame it on foreign enemies. And then you get the stand down, the Joint Chiefs, and the missile hitting the Pentagon, and Building 7 being blown up, and them saying they blew it up, and then saying they didn't say they blew it up. And then we have the newscast where they blow it up. And then I interviewed the head of emergency management, deputy head, saying they blew it up before they killed him. I mean, it's just, the evidence is insane. What for you is the biggest evidence of it being an inside job?
It's got to be the way those buildings dropped. It has to be. Because, you know, it makes no sense. It makes no sense for them buildings to fall the exact way they did. And if you slow it down, you could see the explosions on the side of it. And honestly, truly, you are the reason why that has happened. And in my opinion, there's no person in this country who's more deserving than the Presidential Medal of Freedom than yourself, because you are a pioneer of information, and I salute you, my friend.
Well, brother, I'm just doing my duty, and I salute all of you that keep us on air, really. All of you just want freedom and a future, so do I, so please, it's not about me. God bless you, sir. All I ask, I'm going to come back and play some clips of Trump on 9/11 and go back to your calls and space the speakers first, but I'll play the clip of Trump first and then go to speakers on X and back to calls. I'm simply asking you to share links to the show and to pray for us, and if you want great products, spend some money with us. And boy, did everybody share the links yesterday. 14 million plus video views on just the live streams, not counting all the other videos we posted, clips. That's millions and millions. 400,000 on the spaces, and that's just on X. We're talking conservatively on X, 15 million people on the streams and the spaces. So it's up. I'm looking at the numbers here. I mean, that's amazing. That's you, okay? And then the crew and all of us and what we've invested in time and energy. But we're kicking some ass. In a war, we're blowing up enemy forces left and right. If we were a fighter plane in World War II, we'd just be covered in stickers of the enemies we shot down. That's because of you. It's not me. This is all one big connected system of resistance. You're just as important as I am. You're the eyes, the heart, the brain, the guts, the will, the soul. And so please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Please go to DrJonesNaturals.com and get the incredible products at DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Get the InfoWars MD CBD that's so amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the great products at DrJonesNaturals.com, the Nano Silver, all the products, the Next Level Financial Energy. DrJonesNaturals.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Great water filtration, by the way, the highest quality, the lowest prices. Gravity-fed stainless steel, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with Trump comments on the day of 9/11 and your calls and spaces. Stay with us.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a welder. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of, is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussions about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
post this on X. We'll make a music video out of it. Chase Geyser is so amazing. He's like an octopus. He's doing so much work back there. And he heard me first hour just off the top of my head just say those lines. He wrote that down, fed it into AI, and said rock and roll woman's voice. And 30 minutes later, we have this. All right, that's great, but I did that off the top of my head. We need to come up with the rest of the song, like, gonna chop your son's penis off, gonna cut your daughter's breast off, gonna have Satanism at the Super Bowl, gonna give you poison shots, die, 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 the chameleon's gonna kill you, and it's gonna be fun, 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 something like that. I'll write some lines up. Man, I tell you, this is crazy. And the enemy doesn't even know how to use AI. They're like panicking. They admit, like, it's low-level people that are actually adopting it and using it. The big corporations don't know what to do. Exactly. We're going to politically wreck your world, New World Order. We're going to burn your ass down. Figure it out? we need Emperor Palpatine, actually, to sing Comma, Comma, Chameleon. Good. Good, Kamala. You have done well, Lord Kamala. Do what must be done, Lord Harris. Show no mercy. If the Jedi find out about this, there'll be endless civil war. We must keep them off balance. Go to the Jedi Temple and kill all the younglings. Only then will you be powerful enough in the dark side. All right. I also dispatched him during the break. I had another idea, so he's doing that really quickly. Then when he comes back in, we'll go to the X Spaces. He already did that in like 3 minutes? Okay, Chase, I'm impressed. I'm serious.
You have done well, Lord Vader. Rise, Lord Geyser.
All right. Let's, I mentioned the Trump clip. Now we got to get back to the serious stuff. So Trump, the day after, there's a bunch of these clips, said, looks like explosions to me. Those things just totally fell. I'm in construction. Building 7, they said they blow up. They have the CIA FBI headquarters in it. Here is Trump on 9/11. And then I'm going to play a clip of the Pentagon explosion. So play clip 14 and 13 back to back.
The World Trade Center was always known as a very, very strong building. Don't forget, that took a big bomb in the basement. Now, the basement is the most vulnerable place because that's your foundation. And it withstood that. And I got to see that area about 3 or 4 days after it took place because one of my structural engineers actually took me for a tour because he did the building. And I said, I can't believe it. The building was standing solid and half of the columns were blown out. I mean, so this was an unbelievably powerful building. If you know anything about structure, it was one of the first buildings that was built from the outside. The steel, the reason the World Trade Center had such narrow windows is that in between all the windows, you had the steel on the outside. So you had the steel on the outside of the building. That's why when I first looked, and you had big, heavy I-beams. When I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel. And this is steel that was, you remember the width of the windows of the World Trade Center, folks. I think you know, if you were ever up there, they were quite narrow. And in between was this heavy steel. I said, how could a plane, even a 767 or 747 or whatever it might have been, how could it possibly go through the steel? I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall. Most buildings are built with the steel is on the inside around the elevator shaft. This one was built from the outside, which is the strongest structure you can have. And it was almost just like a can of soup.
You know, Donald, we were looking at pictures all morning long of that plane coming into building number 2. And when you see that approach the far side, and then all of a sudden, within a matter of a millisecond, the explosion pops out the other side.
Right. I just think that it was a plane with more than just fuel. I think, obviously, there were very big planes. They were going very rapidly because
I was also watching where the plane seemed to be not only going fast, it seemed to be coming down into the building. So it was getting the speed from going downhill, so to speak. It just seemed to me that to do that kind of destruction is even more than a big plane, because you're talking about taking out steel, the heaviest caliber steel that was used on a building. Now, these buildings were rock solid. And, you know, it's just an amazing, thing. This country is different today.
Then you got 9/11 with the missile coming in and all the witnesses saying it was a missile and shooting through all three rings of the Pentagon. And people saying there was a smell of explosives, military veterans, and no plane. But, hey, there you go, folks. You know, they had Flight 93 supposed to go into the Pentagon, but it got taken down because the Air Force refused to follow orders and shot it down. A general did. That came out. I had the folks on about it. A big deal. Yeah, where's the plane? See a plane coming in there? No, you don't. We had the CNN reporter that saw it, saw the missile fly overhead and hit. So, there you go. All right, let's go to speakers on X on their spaces. Chase Geiser's in the control room. Chase, who should we go to first here?
Let's go to Constitutional Solutions. You've had your hand raised for some time.
Hey, guys. I thank you very, very much for holding the space. And
you may dispense with the pleasantries. We appreciate you, too, but just tell us what you think, brother.
Well, it seems like you're also breaking out and going into ensuring to go into other platforms, which now with you joining Mug Club and with you being here, it gives me not only the ability to view your content more, but now engage with it.
Yes, sir.
From there, I wanted to really thank you. I happened to hop in right when you were touching on what's happening here in Springfield, Ohio. I'm about a county over. And no matter if the cat that was on the police video was killed by a woman here in Canton, Ohio, or if the... the geese were killed by migrants at the park. But no matter if some of the topics or the ways that stories were conveyed in the moment were off, the main thing is that we now have gotten the message out there that a town of what was 38,000 or maybe 40,000 has now had an increase of 20,000 people who are going to need assistance that the local community does not have to provide. And now I'm noticing when I've dealt with my and been in charge of my grandfather's disability and food stamps for the past couple years, that this is one of the first months that he has not been, or that his payment is now 5 days late.
Yeah, I mean, it's Cloward and Piven. They know bringing in 25 million illegals in just 3.5 years is going to collapse the country. It's designed to do it. They admit that's their plan. It's the Great Reset. They want to implode things to build back on its ashes.
No, 100%. And, I really do appreciate you bringing attention to this so that we can continue to talk about it, keep it alive so they don't bury it like they do everything else, and hopefully figure out a way to mitigate these situations here in our local communities. Because as of right now, it seems that there are reports of state troopers being sent to Springfield, Ohio, and the governor is sending $2.5 million worth of resources there.
But they say the state troopers and the city council are just writing people tickets and letting the Haitians go without driver's license because it's a sanctuary city. They're above the law. And that's the big thing. I was in the news. The insurance is more than doubled. Like you said, it was 30-something thousand. Now it's 56,000 with the illegals. So I kept saying it was 57,000, then 20,000 came. No, it was worse. 30-something thousand, and they added 20-plus thousand, not 15,000, and it's literal insane asylum. And then the little boy got killed on the school bus by the illegal hitting him, and the father came out and said, it's all of you that are bad, not the guy that killed my son. Don't talk about how he got killed. I wish it was a white guy killed him. Have you seen that clip?
I haven't seen that one, but I have heard about the story of the school bus that got hit.
I mean, it's crazy, though, that that's the Stockholm syndrome these people have. Well, how do people follow you on X, sir? What's your handle?
It's at const underscore solutions.
All right, brother. Thank you. We should probably play that clip again next hour and give me the story again so I get the names all right. But, I mean, you talk about Stockholm Syndrome, man. And the guy's so pissed at, you know, J.D. Vance talking about it. And you don't say my son's name. I wish a white man killed my son. You don't talk about it. You're bad. We're allowed to have empathy and see your son killed and not want us to die. I mean, it's unbelievable. But the left is in a cult, folks, and anything bad happens to them, it's our fault. Okay, I'm going to go back to calls in a moment. Let's go to some more ex-speakers. Who's up next, Chase?
Let's go to Miss Lou. Miss Lou, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, Chase, Alex. Listen, Alex, I wish to God you had been on the debate prep team. I swear to God, he did not have control of the room, and he could have, with absolutely killer facts, the 325 kids, all of it. He also could have used dead airspace when David attacked him about the stolen election. He could have just stared him down. You know, I know as a former broadcast producer, Chase knows, dead air time is valuable. And he could have used it to his advantage. Regardless, let me go, but there are three things. Inflation, invasion, infiltration of the CCP and the Marxists. Those are the three key categories. Inflation by energy, invasion to take down this country with crime, and infiltration of the communists. If he can just keep on those facts and show the facts, then he can do it. But I agree with you, town halls. We've got to stop this rigged debate crap. It's got to be done.
Well, Miss Lou, I totally agree with everything you're saying. And I know what Trump did. I know what his people told him. They said, it's yours to lose, sir. If you just don't get mad or she doesn't get under your skin, which she tried to do, and you're just calm and look presidential, you will be the winner. And I don't really agree with that philosophy. People want to see her destroyed like Tulsi Gabbard did. And all this talk about Tulsi prepping him to go after her for being Mrs. Police State and knowingly putting innocent people on death row, nothing, because the questions weren't there. And she ignored the questions and said whatever she wanted. Trump later did that. And again, I think he won 70-30. He won. And she did perform well because she has such low expectations. I mean, normally she didn't perform well at all. She looked like some kind of weird, you know, animatronic Dumbo. But compared to her normal performances, yeah, it was a good performance by her. Thank you so much. All right, Chase, give me another commenter.
Let's go to Carolina. Carolina, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say if you're still with us.
Yes, I'm here. I've been listening to you guys, and what I want to make sure that the American public understands, it is that we have to work together. They have a lot of individuals getting paid to create their graphics, to create their memes, to ridicule the American public while they're sitting there making false claims about Trump, in which a lot of them have been debunked. And you have this candidate flip-flopping over fracking, over the false characterization of Trump's healthcare plans, misrepresenting Trump's immigration policies and border success, and claiming to be the border czar and then denying to be the border czar. So we need to focus as the American public on what actually matters and get Trump in office, organize, strategize, coordinate, and stay very vigilant at your local levels. Thank you.
Absolutely. Excellent point. Chase, you want to make any comments?
I was focused on something else at the time, so I wasn't paying much attention. Sorry, Alex.
How dare you, while you're uploading videos to X and running in X spaces in the control room, not be instantly ready to talk? Hey, by the way, we got Dr. Sil Emanuel in the fourth hour. Always does a great job. We've got amazing special announcements and things coming up in the next hour with special guests in the studio. I'll surprise you with that. But we'll continue to take calls and X speakers with the guest that's going to be with us. But whether it's today or tomorrow, I was driving home at midnight and listening to you guys before you went to X spaces. And then when I got home, I brushed my teeth and stuff. I listened to you and laid in bed and listened to the end of the show, which I didn't have time to do. So I got up at 5 a.m. So I got 4 hours sleep. But you guys did the best coverage of the whole day in that last hour. I listened to most of it. And so, but particularly, you asked someone about the history of InfoWars. It's not about InfoWars. It's about the microcosm of the change in the world. Looking through that lens, that was really powerful. I asked you to get it this morning for me, like a six-minute clip. I think from the time you asked him that question for like 30 minutes was gold. So we should re-upload that. I notice, you know, they have the big six-hour debate pre-covers during and after thing is up there, and that's got altogether 14 million plus views. We need to just cut out like an hour before the debate, an hour after, and just say, here's the Trump Harris debate. That needs to be up there, you know, as a new upload as well. I produce on air, folks. We're so busy. You see the sausage being made, you know, everything being done. It's kind of like the kitchen's out in front of you here on the show. Total transparency just by necessity. We don't have the time. But just great job to you and the whole crew. We had some of the morning crew got here at 6 a.m. They left at 1 a.m. We were cut down almost nothing because of the attacks. That's why people's support is so critical. Now that you've had time to focus, do you have any comments about last night's debate? And we'll go back to the callers.
Yeah, well, I think Trump won, but I think what he needed to do was he needed to perform a massacre, and that didn't happen. So yeah, I was talking to my wife about this, and she's like, yeah, he won, but he needed to really, really win. So in the fact that he won by, you know, maybe 60-40, 70-30, that was kind of a loss. I hate to say that because, you know, I'm rooting for Trump and I want him to win. But I was afraid before, if you remember, before the debate, I was talking about how
that,
it was
that he would underestimate her, and I think you were right.
And he underestimated her, and he did the same thing in 2020 with Joe Biden during one of the debates. If he does another debate with Kamala, I don't think he'll underestimate her again. I mean, there were things, Alex, you and I are on air every single day to some extent. And obviously Harrison and Owen, we pay so close attention to all the politics and in the info war that's happening on social media, especially that you or I or Owen or Harrison, we each could have owned her in that debate in a way that Donald Trump simply didn't, not because he's less talented than us, but because he didn't prepare in the way that we're prepared for that kind of thing. So I'd like to see an info warrior go up and debate Kamala Harris next time Trump sees her.
Well, he's also just now, I mean, a few times I've talked to him, hey, I saw that clip, it was great, that's why I called you. He used to, 10% of his media diet was our shows.
Yeah.
And you know, Steve Bannon's and everybody's. And now it's coming to 50-50. So when he's on the plane, he's watching the clips, and he's finally figuring out that corporate media is not that important, but he still spends half his time watching CNN and ABC News. So they still get him off balance because he's still in that world.
Right. Well, and there were some no-brainers where she's talking about the importance of national sovereignty and protecting the border in Ukraine. That was a pounce moment where you could have talked about the 325,000 missing kids. Why do you want to protect Ukraine's border and not our own border? I mean, easy stuff, like low-hanging fruit stuff that would have murdered her in the debate that he just simply didn't do.
Yeah, it was very frustrating. I'm not going to get up here and lie to people. I'm not just a mindless cheerleader. Man, having victory in your hand over and over again and not seeing it executed is just torture. It's torture.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to kill this guy. I love him. He's amazing. But he's 78, folks. And I'm not putting old people down. When I'm 78, I probably won't even know how to talk. I'll be probably in a wheelchair. Hopefully I'm not. But I mean, he's amazing. I'm just like, you got to fight with the tools God gave you, though, folks. And it's easy when we're talk show hosts, and I've been doing this 30 years, and our crew's all immersed in it, and the audience is obviously immersed and smarter than we are in many ways, to sit there Monday morning quarterback it. I'm going to stop talking about it. Inspector in Canada, thanks for calling. Your take on 9/11. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. I love your show from Toronto, Canada. I'm associates with Chris Sky, so you remember Chris?
Well, of course I remember Chris. We love him.
Yeah, man. So I do a podcast also with Real Deal Media, so I'm their Canadian correspondent. I wanted to talk about I remember 9/11, a good friend of mine, Mike from Florida, it's his birthday today. And the reason I know, obviously, with the Trade Center and everything, I always remember. I remember where I was, a couple things I want to talk about. And I remember saying probably one of the worst birthday greetings you could ever give to somebody is saying, happy birthday. But I just want to tell you, two planes flew into the World Trade Center. I'm so sorry to tell you that, just because you have to like inform people. And it's just a terrible birthday greeting that I probably ever did. But it is realistic, so that's the first thing. I've been in finance sales for over 23 years, so numbers and patterns and stuff like that is very big to me. And when I talk on my show, I always talk about numbers, and I'm a numbers guy kind of a thing. So when I look at, 9/11, I remember Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, the day before, he had mentioned that $2.3 trillion just happened to mysteriously disappear, then boom, false flag the next day.
Yeah, for people that don't believe that, you can click on web or images on Google, still find it, they haven't hidden it yet, like I checked last week. If you type in Donald Rumsfeld, $2.2 trillion missing Pentagon, you'll get the screenshots of the original news articles. It's so old, Webb may not find it, but type in Donald Rumsfeld, $2.2 trillion missing Pentagon. Click images, you'll see it. Go ahead.
Okay, awesome. So then I wanted to say that, okay, so that's one thing, conspiracy or not, that was said. So the next thing that we find out is that there was an insurance policy placed on the buildings for about $15 billion, I believe, a month before. That if any
He already had one policy, and a month before he doubled it.
Right, something along those lines. So I think a $15 billion policy. So that's also sort of like a question mark. And then the third thing that I don't know if people are aware of, while the plane supposedly hit the building, was there a gold heist on the second floor or in the buildings for $500?
Yeah, there was a bunch of gold. Look, the biggest thing is the Pentagon canceled a year-long planned summit a week before in New York. Warren Buffett got 300 top CEOs together secretly at the SAC base in Iowa, at the main SAC base, and that was all secretive. You had two of the passports found in the rubble that the day after, totally made up. You have the CIA, Mossad following the hijackers around. You have the CIA wargaming, flying planes into the buildings. I mean, it just gets ridiculous. You got a missile hitting the Pentagon. You got the police saying, get back. They're going to blow up the buildings, not just Tower 7. And we have it all on video. In fact, I hate to even cover it because it's just, I could play clips of all this. I mean, BBC and CNN. Building 7 just fell, and they go, well, we're going to cut away. It's still there. Well, it's going to fall in a minute, and it blows up 25 minutes later. It goes with blast points. You even hear, I mean, it's just like, anybody's a new viewer, you can just search this stuff. It's going to come up. I mean, it'll blow your mind. But imagine being on the air that day and hearing on the radio and TV, and then later they deny they said it. And you're like, well, why don't you have a tape? We didn't tape everything back then. There weren't video clips online then. Incredible, sir. Anything else?
Yeah, last thing I was going to say, I'm just trying to simplify it for all the viewers out there. You ever see like a bird go into like a plane? Like, you know, they made up the one that went into the New York River. A bird hit a plane and went to the New York River. So birds can hit a plane because the, indent it and do damage. And because the plane is made out of like very light, metal material.
Aluminum.
So I'm just trying to say, you heard what Trump had to say, that the structure was had all this steel and so forth. How can a bird damage it, but like a plane like that can just go through a steel structure like that? Doesn't the methane mapping?
No, absolutely. I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call. Great points. All right. We're going to continue with your calls. Next, I'm going to go back to spaces, folks. We have a great guest in studio announcing some really cool stuff. You'll want to stay with us for that, but I just want to go back before we end the segment. And commend viewers, because I asked you for days to promote the links, which is a great exercise for the regular show, the InfoWar, and then I wanted to get, I think I said I want to get 15 million viewers. I think I remember I said that. I said, I think we can get 15 million viewers, because we got that for the Elon Musk Trump interview. He got a billion, but just our stuff on top of it. But there, a bunch of other people did it too, and some did better. Great for them. I mean, I want to see these other great shows with 100 million views, 200 million views, a billion views. I mean, I love it. We're not in competition with each other. We're fighting the globalists. But you got excited. You took action. They just corrected me when I was getting some water earlier. It's over 15 million views when they counted up all the streams. One of them over 10 million. And the others add up to over 15 million views last night. Hundreds of radio stations. Millions on InfoWars. Not even counting that. Bad ass. Woo! Now all I need is for you to pray for the broadcast and get some great products to give us the funding. We deserve it. I think we're delivering. I need your help, plus the great products. Please support us. Back us. Only you can do it. InfoWarsStore.com or DrJonesNackles.com. Amazing products at DrJonesNackles.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number 3 straight ahead.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Whiskey bottles and brand new cars.
Oak tree in my way.
Oak tree, you're in my way. There's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you.
Smell the smell of the New World Order burning down politically.
Ooh,
you know what I'm on? Liberty and freedom, and of course the Holy Spirit. Mixed in with some mean ass Texan. God, it feels good to be with my ancestors and be strong. And to be good and to care about people. And to be meaner than hell. All of my ancestor energies are starting to open up. It's like in a video game where you go to the next level and get new powers. I felt the energy shift this morning to the next level already. So good to fight tyranny. So good to not serve evil. It's so good to not be a cowardly piece of crap like Kamala Harris, that human trafficking, child molesting enabler demon. Can't you smell that smell? The smell that surrounds you.
The smell that surrounds you.
Now they call you Prince Charming.
Now they call you Prince Charming. Can't speak a word when you're full of blues. Say you'll be alright come tomorrow. But tomorrow might not be here for you.
Hell yeah! All right, we're going to go to break. Sometimes you don't carry this. I got a very important thing I'm going to play. We come back. We're going right to our special surprise guest in studio. We'll continue with your spaces, comments, and with your calls. A little bit in the next hour, then Dr. Stella Emanuel, who we love coming in, fellow Texan, was right here in Texas. Coming on the broadcast to talk about some of the big developments that are out there. Well, that Brett Weinstein information was huge. What's been known for a while, but now it's all triple confirmed, that the COVID shots erase your immune system, make you more susceptible to regular viruses and more. We'll be talking about all that coming up as well. But right now we're talking about the debates last night and the 23rd anniversary of the Deep State New World Order operation known as 9/11, that just like COVID was used to get us more on track with the New World Order global government beast system. But people took them a while to see through 9/11. People saw through the COVID garbage a lot quicker. So we're making a lot of progress. You can see it everywhere. So thank God and let God work through you to keep taking action. Now, you want to support the M4 and get involved in something very, very exciting? Here's your chance. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Please listen to me and hear me out.
Let's stop right there, because you get called a neoconservative. You get called an alt-right. You get called a far-right person. When I first met you, you were protesting against George W. Bush, and you were saying that what he was doing and what he was trying to usher in was essentially going to be the downfall of Western civilization.
Even before he was elected.
Yes, I remember that. So when people say Alex Jones is far-right guy, I'm like, he's complicated. He's really against corruption more than he's against any particular party. You just found that the right was less apt to censor you and more apt to listen to your ideas.
1998 is going to be good for Texas, and that's the most important thing about the campaign.
Shouldn't we abolish the Federal Reserve and the CFR? That's the real reality that none of you will talk about, and most of you are members. That's what's destroying this country, Governor. Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe. and I'm being drug up. Laugh at it.
And it's September 12, 2001. I'm Alex Jones, your host. On 9-1-1, on 9-11 of September 2001, yesterday, as we do this show live, a mass bombing that I have predicted for the last 5 years occurred. They are going to now use terrorism as a pretext to destroy our civil liberties. I believe from all of the evidence before us that I'm about to cover, either the government actually carried out this bombing themselves, the New World Order occupational government, to create the crisis, to offer the solution, or, ladies and gentlemen, they allowed terrorists from somewhere in the world who were state-sponsored because of the sophistication of this to engage in this sinister activity.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Breath before winds blow.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to be doing some very exciting things in the future, and the future is now. And taking your calls and X-Spaces commenters. You want to visit thealexjonesstore.com. That's a new URL just out today. Believe me, there's amazing products on the page, some of the best t-shirts out there. But more importantly, it funds the InfoWar, and you can get incredible prizes at thealexjonesstore.com. Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the InfoWar and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this, baby, you're supporting the InfoWar and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000. And when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com. All right. Been working with Nate Hughes and his crew for a while. They're in Bentonville, Arkansas. They got their own Made in America knife company and t-shirts and everything else. And when you go to the AlexJonesStore.com, there's over 30 amazing t-shirts. They're the ones that design the t-shirts for so many folks like the Hodge Twins and Steven Crowder and so many others. They've got next level t-shirts. Ours are great. I design them, so I'm going to be quite honest. Most of our t-shirts are not this badass. Well, these are our t-shirts now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We need funds to get more reporters back, to expand, to fight the tyrants during this key election. Look at those t-shirts. Look at them if you're a TV viewer. If you're a radio listener, these are in stock. These are made right here in America, printed in Arkansas, ready to ship to you. And I help with some of the concepts on these, but their concepts are even better. These are badass t-shirts. So go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. Put in your email for free, and you get entered to win this awesome truck. And then every time you buy products, you get put in 5 to 10 times into the sweepstakes or the raffle. And we're not going to spend the whole show on this in this hour. We're going to go to your calls, go to your spaces, because Nate Hughes is a patriot. He's a J6er. He didn't want to get into it, but just like Owen, right now he's facing prison time. So the owner of the company, he's trying to stop that. I know you want to get into the case, but you did absolutely nothing, of course, just like Owen. And it's just all part of the dragnet. Absolutely criminal in my view. But your whole company are patriots, and it's full of veterans, and you're just kicking ass, and you've been doing a great job for so long, and it's wonderful to be working with you here. So Nate Hughes, tell us about this truck and the offer. We're going to be doing this every few months now. Whatever happens to InfoWars, we're going to continue on together. You're a great sponsor, but these are the best shirts out there. They are over-the-top cool, and I'm so glad that I'm not the one designing T-shirts. Some of our shirts are pretty good. Some of them have been great. But on average, you look at them, it's kind of a good message, but it's a B+, not a 100 like you guys. I mean, you guys are kick-ass. These are InfoWars, Alex Jones-centric shirts, but a lot of other great stuff as well. They are amazing. If you want to fund the InfoWar, go there and get in the raffle for the free truck. There's going to be a lot of other big giveaways coming up. So, Nate Hughes, you're an amazing guy. Love you and your partner and crew. They're all just badass patriots. It's like the Dukes of Hazzard I'm working with or something.
No, that's right. Alex, appreciate you having me. And we're just some rednecks from Arkansas who like partnering with like-minded people and making money. So, we came to Alex and said, hey, you know, let's turn up your e-commerce. Let's print some shirts. Let's do some hats. Let's do some promotions, right? So, we like giving trucks away. We've done it for, I guess, about 3 years now. We've been in e-commerce, I guess, 6 or 7 years. And, it's like, this is a match made in heaven. Let's give away a badass 2024 Ram diesel pickup truck sitting on 40 inch tires. And, you know, to get energy, go buy a badass t-shirt. So it's a win-win, and we're excited. So.
By the way, I'm not trying to hype this. I never drove his car, but the style of trucks from Dodge came out a few years ago, and I love Dodge. I drive a Dodge Hellcat, but at the same time, got rid of the Dodge Demon I had. But I've driven a lot of trucks, and I've you know still drive a 12-year-old Raptor that I love, and it's great because I love the truck. And back when it came out, it was the best. But Jesse James, I'm good friends with, has a big black and gray. One of these same trucks, and we drive around in it sometimes. It's super smooth, I noticed, but I hadn't driven one. You guys said, hey, we want to do a truck giveaway. And I said, well, the baddest truck, I guess, is these. Well, that's exactly what we're thinking to get. So when you came down here and we shot this video a week ago, it's so smooth. The turning in it is so close. It's like you're driving a sports car, and it's a diesel, turbo diesel, but it's so fast. They say, folks, this is the baddest truck in the world right now. $138,000. Is what it's worth. 10,000 cash on top of that you guys threw in, and people can enter for free on the site, or when you buy stuff, you get entered a lot more to do it. It is a total win-win. It's just exciting to celebrate this level of Americana. And so we were on the same page when I said, hey, you know, how about you want an armored vehicle or some kind of Humvee?
Tank. But wanted to do a tank. Couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, that's because we wanted to sell the armored vehicle, that we've had for the years for funding. And the trustee said, no, don't do that. We're going to sell that off. Okay, whatever. This turns out to be better. Folks, down the road, when I'm able to get another truck, this is what I'm going to get. Okay. In fact, we picked out the one I would want, and they got it. So this is maybe you don't like the badass army deep green with the black and the little tiny red pinstripe. Because I don't like flash, but a little bit of it I love. This thing is sexy. I think I might marry it.
Yeah, it's a nice truck, Alex. It's from American Expedition Vehicles, AEV. They upfit these trucks. So they take a loaded Ram, diesel pickup truck, and then they'll put 40 or 50 grand into it between, a suspension system, wheels and tires, engine performance, bumpers, the whole nine yards. So, they do interior stuff too. So, it's new seats and all that good stuff. So, it would be my dream truck too. I've had a lot of diesel trucks throughout the years and stuff, but this thing has everything. It's got the lift. It's got the 40-inch tires. It's got the Cummins turbo diesel. It's got some kind of Banks, tuner system on it, which is nice. So, it's a cool truck, and somebody out there is going to win it. And an InfoWars listener is going to win this truck. It's free to enter, or you can buy one of the badass t-shirts, thealexjonesstore.com. And, I don't know. I mean, this is a dream for somebody whoever wins this truck. So brand new truck, $10,000 in cash. And, I believe we're flying them in, right? The winner.
That's an idea I had. But yeah, we'll do that. We'll fly them in and have them on the show. And, hell, we'll buy them lunch.
Definitely. I mean, if you've got a smoker here, I can throw some ribs on and maybe a brisket and we'll have a barbecue.
So. You brought some great ribs last night.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were some good ribs.
Where'd you get those? It was a good place.
Where did we get those? Cooper's.
Oh, that's a good
Cooper's
place.
Barbecues. Yeah.
That's good.
We tried to go to, Terry Black's, but there was like a 4-hour wait. So I think we'll have to try that next
Terry time. Black's is great, but the other places, once you get up there, it's so good, you really can't tell what's better.
Yeah. We have decent barbecue in Arkansas. Shout out to Wright's Barbecue out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. I'd say they're my favorite one, but Austin, Texas barbecue is next level. You can go to, anyone on the corner and get great food. So
you're getting me hungry.
Oh, let's go.
Three food groups. Barbecue, Mexican, and Italian.
Oh, I love all three.
So, seriously, though, you guys do these contests. They're very successful. They support the talk show host, the broadcast, the fight. The enemy doesn't want us to have an economy. This is very exciting. And you guys are going to add. You're producing the knives as fast as you can. These are custom made right here in America. Those will be on the site soon because you sell out so fast with the factory you've got with veterans and all the rest of it. And you got a former police chief that runs it. Great guy that we've played promo. Super smart. So there's going to be knives on there soon. There's going to be great supplements that are being tailor-made, the very best and hottest. This is the AlexJonesStore.com. Very excited.
Yeah, Alex, we're going to have – this is just a start, right? So, the T-shirts, the hats, I think we're putting some decals up there today. Knives are coming. So we have DMOKnives.com. It's made in the USA knives made right there in Arkansas. We'll have a new knife drop coming up. The last knife drop we did – I think, it sold out in, 36 hours?
Yeah.
So it sold out very fast. So if you want one of these knives, you need to go to dmoknives.com and sign up for the early drop list so you don't miss out. And then we've got new supplements on the way, too. So some really good stuff coming. And I'll tell you why we like doing these giveaways and why they work. So what we do is we partner with talk show hosts, podcasters, anyone with a show, anyone with an audience, right? And we give the host the ability to give back to their fan base, right? Through just supporting them. So it's very easy. You go to the AlexJonesStore.com, you support Alex, you get entered to win a truck. Like it's a win-win. It's a no-brainer.
It's fun.
So it's very fun.
Well, I just found the truck I want.
Me too. I want it too. I'm kind of jealous.
Well, but I'm not just saying this, folks. Because Ford's got big tires and it's great and I put it through hell, and I even had the rear alignment fixed recently because it just rattles all over the road. I'd given the truck to my dad, but then with the bankruptcy stuff, he said, you can use the truck. So it's not even my truck anymore. But the point is, I love the old truck. Had a lot of fun in it. But I got to get rid of it once I drove this. I don't know how it's so smooth. Folks, it's as smooth as a $100,000 Audi, a German car. It's ridiculous. I don't know how Dodge did this.
This is
insane.
So it's got Bilstein shocks all the way around. I don't know. AEV, the company that did the upfitting on it, they go above and beyond with suspension systems and stuff like that. So it's not, you see a lot of these leveling kits now that, it makes your truck ride like a damn covered wagon after you put it on, right? But for some reason, this truck rides really smooth. So, it's got great shocks, great suspension,
Not really smooth, insane. I mean, the turning on it.
Yeah, it turns great. Yeah, it's unreal. It drives better than a stock truck now. We were driving this down from Arkansas yesterday, and some of those roads just south of Dallas are a little rough, and it was like a little bit of a roller coaster going over them, right? But this truck just takes it. It takes it, and it's rides good. So,
well, Jesse James swears by it. He's got one. And I mean, his is a black and gray. They're just gorgeous, man.
Yeah, it's got the, you can look up there on the screen, it's got the fog lights, it's got front lights, backup lights, whole nine yards. The only thing that I would try and do to this truck, just because I'm
by the way, Joe Rogan drives this too, I forgot to tell you that.
He's got one, yeah. Guaranteed.
His is a gas though. What's the one looks just like
it? It's the TRX.
Yeah.
The TRX is like the half ton version. This is like its big brother, I would call it. This is the big brother, it's the diesel, right? The only thing I would do to this is maybe twin turbo it, but you've got to be a little crazy.
Yeah, Joe's is twin turbo.
Yeah, makes sense.
This is a single turbo. This is a...
It's a single. So it's a Cummins turbo diesel. It's got a Banks tuner system on it that came with it. And, man, it's a sweet truck. It runs great.
And I'm not name dropping. It's just true. Like, this is the hands-down baddest truck there is.
Yep. Yeah, and someone's going to win it. That's the cool part, right? You know, and all you've got to do is go to the alexjonesstore.com and, you know, put in your email. You can put in your email and get a couple free entries, I believe. And other than that, you know, you buy a hat, you buy a t-shirt, you get a number of entries per.
And again, believe me, folks, I'm always so honest, it's ridiculous. I'm like, our t-shirts are good and they fund us. This one is actually really cool. I designed. These are all badass. Who are your t-shirt designers?
So we have three in house. Kim, if you're listening, here's your shout out. So we have an ex Nike designer that works for us. She's actually a transplant from Portland, Oregon. Had to get the hell out of there when they started taking over the city, Antifa, and all that kind of crazy stuff. So. We've got great designers in-house, and the best part about it is these people are patriots, right? These people actually give a damn about their country. They care about, you know.
You're facing, I know you're not supposed to talk about it. How long in prison for being at the Capitol outside?
5 to 8 years right now. So.
My doctor, they raided her house and stuff. She was just outside the Capitol, did nothing.
It's.
I mean, that's how many people they've dragged at it.
It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people and, I don't know. I never thought I'd see our country come to this, you know, kind of where we're at. But, I mean, it's here, and we got to face it, and we have to face it head on and, I don't know, do what we can to try and make this country great again. So,
good Lord. I just can't believe it.
Crazy. You got to stay positive, though. You can't get black-pilled. You can't get negative. Once you go down those negative thoughts, it drags everybody down, right? So we got to stay positive. We got to be excited about, you know, the election coming up in what, 55 days? Is that what it is? We got to be excited about it. We got to get everybody we can to go vote, right?
Because Trump says he's pardoning the J6ers. He'll do it.
I heard that.
So you really want him to win?
I'd say so.
Good God.
Yeah, we're living in strange times. I would say 10 years ago, if you ask the majority of people what's going on, you know, if you ask them, hey, what's going to happen in 10 years, right? Most people wouldn't say this right now. Most people wouldn't say that, you know, people are going to be thrown in prison by whoever's administration is in there. And, you know, there's going to be all these people that are invading our country. And I don't know. It's just we live in crazy times. So,
Nate, I want to take calls and spaces, folks. We're talking about the debate last night. You were here watching it with us eating barbecue. And when we had some pizza for everybody, but it was great meeting barbecue with pizza. Just as a patriot, as an American, as a Arcadian, I guess you would say.
Arkansan.
Arkansan, that's right. I always get it wrong.
You're good.
You're North Texan.
Okay. Oh, shit. All right.
You in Oklahoma, just north of Texas. Part of it used to be part of Texas, you know?
True, it did.
So you just ran off from us. Anyways, getting serious.
We're just hillbillies. We ran into the woods. So.
That's right. Back there with the moonshine.
That's right.
But seriously, what did you make of the debate last night?
You look at X, you look everywhere, you look at social media, you see, all right, you know, what are the talking heads saying, right? My analysis as I was watching it would be, okay, Trump came out very strong, right? And you noticed in the, I would say, the middle of the debate when you got into, you know, abortion rights, right? You could see the moderators kind of flip where they started to almost poke and prod at Trump. Every little thing they would say, it'd just be another little thing to get him to off his game, I would say. But I would say, total, I don't think it's going to move people either way. If you're voting for Trump already, you're not going to go vote for, you know, Kamala after this. If you're voting for Kamala, you're not going to go vote for Trump after that. I feel like it was a wash. I'd love to see another debate, you know, moderated by someone else. Like, it would be sweet if Rogan would ever moderate a debate, right?
He'd never do that.
I don't.
But they definitely piled on.
Yeah, they definitely piled on. And I don't know. The one thing is the media, every time they do this, they get exposed. Every time they... Whether it's censorship, whether it's cutting someone off from answering a question, they get exposed every time they do stuff like this. So, I mean, I think in the end, I always look at the betting pools, right? I look at Polymarket, I look at Bovada, I look at all those sports books, right? And I want to see where the money is going. So the money didn't change a lot after this debate. Polymarket, I believe Trump is still up a couple points, but I look at where people are putting their money, and I don't think that debate changed many opinions. If not, it solidified Trump on the economy with some people, I would say, but I'd say that's it.
And I had the head pollster at Rasmussen, they're one of the most respected in the state, and he said Trump is getting way more support in 2016 and way, way, way more than 2020. And he said, barring fraud, basically, it's a win.
I see, like, I remember 2016. I remember going into that election and, you know, the media's, you know, oh, Hillary Clinton's going to win, 90% chance of her winning. And I'm like, she ain't going to win.
Some of them said 98%.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm like, I really didn't think she would win. And looky there. I woke up.
Mainly the New York Times. The day of the election, they said 98% chance.
Yep. We had a party that night at the house, and I got a little drunk that night, I believe, because it was the election. I don't really drink anymore, but that was a party night for the election. I woke up at 3 a.m. on the couch or in the chair, and I'm like, oh, my God, Trump won. Turned on all the lights in the house and ran around the house. We were excited, right? So going into 2020.
I don't really drink anymore either, but I was actually drunk that night, yeah, too, on air.
Yeah.
Not really drunk. I think I was drunk by 3 a.m., but yeah.
Yeah. Then 2020, I thought, you know, they'd clamped down more. You had gotten banned. You know, there was a lot different, I guess, media scene in 2020 versus 2016, so I think it was a little different. But going into this election, you have people like Elon Musk. You have a lot of these, you know, Silicon Valley guys. You have the crypto bros. You know, the...
Because everything's on the line.
Yeah, everything's on the line. I think people understand that this is a turning point in our country, and if we don't win now, we're never going to win, right? Like who would be the populist candidate after this?
I mean, they're already throwing everything at us and all the charges and all the criminal activity and cheating. They know they've got to sew it up like Venezuela. I mean, we're looking at where they still have elections, but they're not real.
Yeah, we will turn into Venezuela. If we get a Kamala and Tim Walz administration, I feel like it's just a speed course headed for 2030, headed for hell. So, I don't know. People need to get out there and vote. And not only that, check your voter registration. Go to vote.gov, check your voter registration, and make sure you're registered to vote at your current address.
And a lot of times you'll find out, even if you weren't a registered voter for a while, somebody else is voting. They do Gallup polls and like something like 10% find out they voted. They didn't vote. Somebody's voting in your name.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Or your dad or mother died 20 years ago, make sure they're not voting from the cemetery.
Yeah, the dead voters always...
James Earl Jones is not going to be voting Democrat for
it. He probably will be. You know, all the dead voters somehow vote Democrat, which is crazy. But that's the one thing with this. It's not right versus left, right? People talk about, you know, Republicans versus Democrats. It's the people versus the corrupt system, right? And Trump is on the people's side. He's the populist candidate, right? So the media really tries spinning that into a right versus left thing when it's really not. But they don't want us coming together and making it, you know, we the people versus the corrupt deep state uniparty system, right? So I don't know, this is a big election, and you've got Act Blue. I'm sure you've seen all that stuff, how Act Blue is pushing money through small donors' names,
and Project James Veritas O'Keefe. And James O'Keefe and all these groups go knock on the doors and are like, I make $40,000 a year, I didn't give $200,000 this year. The Democrats, they go, well, here you did. And they're like, my God, someone's using my identity. Yeah, you bet they are, sweetheart.
Yeah, James O'Keefe goes and knocks on their door. Hey, did you donate here?
No.
And slams the door. It's like, well, shoot, these people are on, you know, government assistance.
He walks up to trailers. I mean, some people have given like $800,000 in 3 years.
Yeah, it's
unbelievable. The guy's like, I don't got no money. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. So how do we stop that, though? How do we stop that from happening? Who is going to stop that? Are there state attorney generals that are going to stand up?
And then I had these whistleblowers on last week, the great guys at Muckraker. They got 8,000 names from a federal whistleblower of kids from 2 years ago, as late as listening yet, and they went looking all these places, and they just go up to some house, and a guy comes over and goes, yeah, I had 3 kids. I just gave them to somebody, slammed the door. And they don't even know their names.
That's crazy.
I mean, wow.
Yeah. We live in the strangest times of my life. I've got a little boy on the way. He'll be here in about 2.5 months. And I'm like, damn. Raising a kid in this system is just tough. Like
But our ancestors went through a lot. You got to double down. He'll always be proud of his daddy.
I agree. That's why I'm like, all right, don't get blackpilled. We stay positive and we go win. So,
well, our ancestors were amazing. We've got to do the same thing.
I agree.
They're going to look back on us. We'll beat this. It's going to be rough, but we're going to win.
I agree. We're going
to
win.
All right, folks. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Check it out, thealexjonesstore.com. Nate Hughes is here with us from Bigley. I promise I'm going right to your spaces and right to your calls. I'm going to get to all these calls and some more spaces. Straight ahead, spaces straight up. We got Chase Geyser in the control room. He'll be going to you, punching you up on air. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. But remember, you want to support the InfoWar, get incredible T-shirts and other great products, and get a chance to win this truck. You do it for free just with your email. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Enter right now.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Body's is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back.
when a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac.
He was dressed like 1950.
He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Them songs.
And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was
solid country gold.
Then I noticed a stranger was ghost white there when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride.
He said, son.
He said, drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing?
Can you bend the strings?
Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride.
Yep. All right, we are back live, going to your calls and your spaces comments here. What an incredible debate last night. Don't forget, Owen Schroyer and others, the War Room today, will have all the highlights, the analysis. I got to say, Owen last night, along with Chase, did even a better job than I did. They nailed it. We had Roger Stone on, Luke Rakowski, so many others. It was powerful, and it got, I have to update you, Lewis, our social media guy, did it. Just the streams. There were four of them. One had 10 million altogether. 15,200,000 viewers last night. Wish I'd have launched a promotion last night. Good Lord. But it's just amazing. People are, that's a real sign of people so excited. Musk and Trump a billion. And then that's not counting all the hundreds of people that streamed it. We had like 15 million or more. This is really exciting. Thank God for Elon Musk. All right, folks. Again, you need to go to thealexjonesstore.com, the best T-shirts I've ever seen. They produce some of the top Trump T-shirts. These are Alex Jones-centric and Trump-centric shirts. They're amazing. They're over the top. This is also so key for InfoWars and our whole operation right now, so support the broadcast. This is your chance to get great shirts, spread the word, meet like-minded people. It's an adventure to wear these shirts, and we brought back the Save the Frogs shirt that environmentalists and liberals come over and ask about, and then they learn about the show and everything we're doing. So very, very exciting. The AlexJonesStore.com. You can put in your email for free and get put into the raffle, the sweepstakes, or when you buy stuff, you get put in 5 to 10 times, depending on the day or the product, but at least 5 times each time you buy something. Or is it every dollar you spend? It says every dollar.
Every dollar you spend, you get an entry. So, you know, sometimes we do the multipliers. You might have 5 times entries or 10 times. So if you spend, you know, you spend $30 on a T-shirt, you'll get 300 entries into the giveaway. But, like, you know, for people that don't want to buy, I mean, you can always enter your email. But, I mean, you can get entries for buying a shirt, too.
Yep, the shirts are the reason to go there. More products will be added. All right, let's go back to the spaces, Chase. Let's move quick to these wonderful folks.
Okay, let's go first to Kristen. Kristen, you've been waiting patiently. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say if you're still with us. All right, looks like she might not be there. We're going to go to Harry Fisher. Harry, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say if you're still with us.
Something.
All right, third time's a charm. Brock, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say if you're still with us. And finally, Dennis, I see your hands raised. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say if you're still with us. Dennis, can you unmute yourself?
I know what's happening. This only happens when there's been a glitch in spaces.
Oh, I figured it out. All right, let's go. Let's go to Kristen, like we said we would first. Kristen, go ahead, and then we'll go through the order. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Hopefully you can hear me okay. I thought it was my AirPod for a moment. I couldn't.
No. He had a wrong button push. It's not his fault. He's amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to kind of give a brief comment about 9/11. So Alex, I think it was 12 years ago I came on your show to blow the whistle about geoengineering. But what happened with me on 9/11 is I went into the Air Force after 9/11. And then I went to England, came back, and I was at an air logistics center, Tinker Air Force Base. And we did the moment of silence on base, and I happened to be doing an industrial hygiene survey at an AWACS hangar. And these higher-ranking individuals were being disrespectful during the moment of silence, and they looked really frustrated, and they looked at me like I was dumb. Long story short, they tried to explain to me it was an inside job, and they never understood what that meant. So I started asking around, and that's when someone showed me Terror Storm. And that's really what launched me into the whole Liberty movement was seeing it firsthand told by the AWACS. And if people don't know what AWACS is, it's aircraft. It's like a, got a satellite dish on top, and they can basically hijack other aircraft. And they were told to stand down, like, you know, and they were told it was an exercise. But these were higher ranking enlisted people that knew this. And I was just a young, dumb airman. And I just can't believe that there's people in the military that know it and just haven't
been
more vocal.
For those that don't know, Bush, in the month after it, twice, W, on TV said, we'll fix this in the future. We can take control of any major airplane. They've had remote control for at least 25, 30 years, depending on the aircraft. Now they've all got it. All your cars that are modern, they can take them over. All cars are now self-driving by law, unless you have them remove it all. It tracks everywhere you go. Automation's being put into everything.
And NATO gave the Air Force more AWACS aircraft after 9/11, which was a huge slap in the face. But the only thing I want to add, Alex, was the debate. So I am a Ron Paul Republican delegate in Michigan, but I am a libertarian. And it is so great to see how many libertarians are coming out in full force today defending Trump, because there's a lot of never Trumpers in the libertarian movement. And I'm looking forward to seeing this surge. I think they're really going to come to the polls. And just want to add, I did text you. I apologize for texting you on air last night, but when the abortion issue was brought up in Michigan in 2022, Prop 3, which allows abortion up to birth, here's the worst part, for any reason by any healthcare professional. A psychologist could allow you to get an abortion up to 9 months. That is how vague the wording was. Prop 3 passed, and now enshrined in the Constitution of Michigan, you can murder a baby up to birth.
That's right. Great point. Thank you so much. You want to make any comments on that?
Her, you know, what you were just talking about with vehicles and tracking is why I drive a 79 Chevy. So, no GPS, no, you know, OnStar, no, I don't know.
But there's more and more of a business. You can go to these auto companies locally and very inexpensively. They can just go in, and if you know what you're doing, you can do it. They have a terminal. You can turn all that off, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's.
So I've got modern vehicles, but it's all turned off.
You can. Actually, on that Ram, I think I turned it off yesterday. So you're good to go. Yeah, Alex is going to be driving that truck, by the way. So,
well, I'm not going to drive it much. I'm
a little bit.
I'm kind of, it's so nice. I'm kind of scared.
It'll be game worn a little bit.
I'm driving up tonight to do Glenn Beck tomorrow.
Perfect.
And then it airs on Thursday night. Well, so in the evening, later tomorrow. I'm doing a bunch of other shows at the Blaze. But I don't know if I'm going to take it up there. It's just I'm going to park it in the
warehouse. Just drive. You'll be fine. People will love if you drive
somebody else's truck. Clyde's, I'm not going to let them have it if I do that. All right. Thank you so much. Who's up next, Chase?
All right, let's go to Brock. Brock, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say. Thanks for being patient.
No problem. Alex, thanks for having me. Someone who is fighting the globalists, haven't turned them down. I'm a huge fan of the show. Also a huge fan of your accent. So here's what I got to say. I think we witnessed a very powerful PSYOP last night in terms of the debate and the endorsements that came after. We had Taylor Swift, we had Barack Obama, and we had Hillary Clinton all endorse Kamala Harris after. And here's what I really got to say. I don't think that these globalists care about winning the election. I think they care about making it look like it is close enough so they can steal it. And I think that with what happened last night, they're on track to making this thing look close so they can steal it. And we just saw today that election officials from all 50 states are saying that there's a problem with the mail-in ballots. We saw a couple days ago, New York Mayor Eric Adams got COVID. Janet Yellen got COVID. So I think they're probably going to bring this thing back.
Yeah, and Singapore has started lockdowns until you, quote, take the monkeypox shot that's not even out. So, and they used China to create the hysteria last time. Yeah, they're definitely going to try some big stuff. I agree. With only 55 days left, folks.
Yeah, so it's crazy, and I think that they're going to have a bunch of shillocrats who are just going to, you know, come out one day after the other endorsing Kamala. So I think Trump's got to nip it in the bud. I like what you said about doing spaces with Elon. I think he should bring RFK in the mix, too, because RFK
great idea.
Has
oh,
really,
yeah, make
really
it, that'll make it even more exciting, and he should do one this week. Do it! By next week, Trump, do one with RFK and Elon. I know how to get old Elon. I'm sure he's smarter than I am. He's got to be on it. And then next week, you can do Tulsi Gabbard's.
That'd be great. Did you notice last night how they did not bring up any of the RFK talking points? Didn't bring up Big Pharma. Did not bring up, you know, the big food corporations. You know, didn't bring up Make America Healthy Again. Wasn't that funny?
Absolutely. Anything else, sir? You're making great points.
Yeah, no. I'll land it with this. What was the first question from the debate? Are we better off than 4 years ago? Kamala didn't answer that, right? So it's all a psyop, and, you know, we got to be careful to make sure it doesn't work. So we got to keep waking it up. Thanks for all that you do. Happy to come on anytime.
Brock, thank you. That's on X, Brock, the CEO. Thank you, Brock. He really cut to the chase. Geiser, you agree with him?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny. They never really do answer the questions because they have their memorized talking points, and they just want to say their line and their script. This is something that people have done in debates for decades, and when they don't know the answer, when they know the answer isn't favorable to them, they just find a way to pivot or segue into another line of talking. And the fact of the matter is, in no way, shape, or form are we better off now than we were 4 years ago. Specifically, not better off now than we were in 2019 before the pandemic hit. Everybody knows that, and that is Kamala Harris's biggest weakness.
But I totally agree with Brock. They're just trying to convince us that she can win. That's why they had to get rid of Biden, because nobody would buy that. So it's all just a psyop. We'll go over to Lori and others in a moment, but let's go back to Spaces. More folks from X. Go ahead.
All right, let's go to Bill Elmore. Bill, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say, sir.
Hey, Alex, I had no idea you had such a great singing voice. You got to do that more often.
Okay, thanks.
But, hey, I every year I post my 9/11 story. I put it down in the bubble. I was booked on Flight 93, and at 1 a.m. after being alerted by an employee at midnight, I changed my flight. And it changed
Elaborate on that. Let me stop you, because for those that don't know, something like 70 to 80% of people canceled their flights the day before, and that was always a mystery of why the flights were all so lowly peopled or booked. Elaborate. You're saying you got warned by what were you told?
So I was flying. I had a business meeting in Mountain View, California, right? So I could fly into San Francisco or fly into San Jose. San Francisco was a direct flight. I had a first class seat, right? But the employee flew the day before and said she did that, and the commute, I would never make the meeting the day of, was the problem, because the commute from San Francisco to Mountain View would be more.
Okay, I misunderstood. I thought it was like, hey, don't get on that plane. Because there was a lot of people saying, don't go to the World Trade Center this week. They're going to blow it up. That was confirmed. NBC News, you name it. People were saying, don't go in there.
It's crazy.
So make your 9/11 point. Yeah. Sorry I interrupted.
No worries. And the sad fact of the matter is I was going there to relieve her from her position. She ended up saving my life by encouraging me to change the flight. But it changed the way I was thinking, right? It changed. You know, I used to fly for, I used to travel for speed and convenience and luxury, right? And I never cared about or looked around anybody around me. And I never wanted to be inconvenienced. And from that day forward, man, if you want to bump me off the plane, you want to give up my seat, you want to whatever. And I looked at everybody around me, had conversations with people, just became more of a human after that day. And on the debate, what do you think about those earrings? I don't know if it was you that posted that, Nova.
And it's not just that. There's a lot of earrings that have microphones in it. I mean, I don't know. They cheat so much, I would imagine they did. I mean, Donna Brazile got caught giving, Hillary the questions for CNN, and she was an expert on the panel last night. So I agree with you, sir. Thank you so much. Let's see one more from X, and then we're going to go back to the callers. Go ahead. Who's up next, Chase?
All right, let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you've had your hand raised for some time. Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was disappointed in Trump's debate performance last night. I just don't think he went hard enough. I think he got sucked in early to the abortion issue. I think he should have gotten out of that as quickly as he could and labeled Kamala Harris as a baby killer the rest of the debate. And he should have also used or went into her being a Marxist communist and her background with her father and the fact that they themselves, the Biden administration and Harris administration, on purpose, because they're communists, are trying to destabilize the country by bringing in non-assimilating aliens, and it's by design. And he should have just done that on repeat over and over again.
I agree. I mean, he won, but not by the margins he should have, and I just don't understand it, because, I mean, she is a communist, and Bernie Sanders was on TV last week saying, well, she has to lie and say she's against fracking, or that she's for fracking, and that she's against a fracking ban, because that'll get her in, and then she can do what we want. I mean, these people are evil.
And I think he also lost an opportunity to go into the lawfare situation and talk about the fact that it was Biden and it was Harris that were trying to use the justice system and the courts to keep him from running for president. And I would have parlayed that into accusing her directly of trying to assassinate him. In other words, saying they tried to use the justice system. They tried to take me down. It didn't work. They tried to kill me. And I would have gone over and over, just repeating that again and again.
And he could have brought up Melania. He goes, my wife recently came out and said she thinks it was a stand down and we know they lied to us. And so bare minimum, they tried to kill me with negligence. Will you try again, Kamala? And again, they tell you, oh, don't be so radical. The mainstream media will attack you. They're a shadow of a shadow. You want them to attack you. You want to be the black sheep. You want to be the rebel. Again, you're making some great points, sir. Let's put his handle back up on screen so people can find him. That is Dennis Hendrickson right there on X. Thank you, Dennis. All right, let's go to the InfoWars callers. Lori's been holding very patiently from Vermont on 9/11. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey there, Alex. I've been listening to you for over 25 years, and I'm just so happy to see you getting the recognition you finally deserve because you're a beautiful human being and fighting a good fight.
Well, I appreciate
you. I'm a complicated human being myself, and I've been fighting the good fight my whole life as well. But I really woke up in 2015 because I went down the rabbit hole hard with Bernie Sanders. I followed him from day one. I canvassed, I phone banked, and marched right up to Philadelphia to the DNC at the convention. Great people like Mickey Willis and Jimmy Dore, Lee Camp, and many people that of all walks of life that just wanted to see a positive change for this country, that believed in what he was saying for the most part. And we saw right then and there the whole thing was rigged, and, you know, Hillary stole it, and all the DNC people just walking by laughing at us, and it was a big wake-up call, and he just went down from there. And Act Blue was involved in all of that, stealing all of our donations and whatnot. That was way back then in 2015 that was going on, and we all woke up to the whole...
And you watched Bernie go along with it and stab you in the back.
Exactly, because there was a lawsuit to get our money back, and he didn't back it. With, you know, seven people fighting for us, and he totally turned his back on all of us. But what I did see during that was the most amazing groundswell of the grassroots movement that you've never seen before in this country. And we watched people come together. It was so well organized. And, you know, there were people in all the different chats and all the different social media platforms everywhere talking, planning, having daily action plans. And that's something I've seen missing from the Trump movement from the beginning. Because we could be doing daily boycotts, daily boycotts. We could be doing hashtags and memes, all unifying. And there's so much division, too. I love what your guest was saying about unity, because that's what he needs to do. He needs to talk about the issues that unify us and not the things that divide us, like war and clean air, clean water, the love of the
children. I love Trump's response where she said, are you, you know, for the Ukraine war? And he goes, I'm against the war. It's killing a bunch of people. I want to end war. I don't like war.
Exactly. And that's exactly who he needs to be talking to, I think, right now, in the last few days of this, is all of the independents and the people that just want to see a beautiful world with healthy
children. Totally agree, Lori. I can talk to you all day, but I got to jump and get other people on. Thank you. Justin in Pennsylvania, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for the call. I'm a first-time caller. I've been wanting to call for a few years about this topic. No better day than today. It's 9/11. I wanted to tell you a quick story about my father. My father used to run down in the Golden Triangle in the 70s, likely with the CIA. He was either in or connected to. In May 2000, he pulled me aside one day, and he told me that New York City was going to be attacked with truck bombs very soon, is what he said. And then a month later, he was found dead, and they ruled it accidental suicide. So I just wanted to tell you that. It's been a heavy weight to carry all of my life. But it feels good to get it off my back.
I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, thank you.
Did you want to say anything else about 9/11?
It's just been a horrible 23 years since then. This country's really changed. It's not the country I grew up in. All these fake wars, everything going on, it's just chaos. And I just wish we could return to that time when America felt like America and it wasn't occupied with just illegal war and criminals all over the place running wild.
I totally agree with you. God bless you, sir. Thanks for the call. Justin in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, brother?
Good. Welcome.
All right. I'd actually called you about a year ago, and it's funny how all this is
kind of come around full circle. And like, I get where a lot of the other callers, you know, everybody expected Trump to just absolutely eviscerate Kamala, you know, and I mean, but on the same token, I've always been taught you remember mainly the beginning and the end of a story the most, kind of like, you know, Anderson Silva versus Chael Sonnen, where he got beat up for like 4.5 rounds and then pulled it out in the end. And I think his last line really kind of was the dagger in the heart. But at the same time, you know, just the evilness that is going on all around, because it all comes full circle between the satanic pedophilia, these Haitian migrants killing people's cats and dogs. And it's just, it's wild, brother.
It is crazy, and you really see the evil of Kamala sneering at him the whole time, and all three piling on, just like all the indictments backfired. This is backfiring. He won. He could have done a better job. We're honest about that. But he's the 78-year-old guy in the arena, and I just hope they have another debate, because he's done this before. And I also, you know, I can't wait for the J.D. Vance you know, debate with Tampon Tim. Thanks for the call, brother. Thank you, Justin. You want to comment on that? Mr. Hughes?
Tampon Tim, that's funny. Like, I don't see how I think they really screwed up by picking Walls over Shapiro, right? Walls is the, stolen valor guy. There was a questionable video of him, you know, jerking his kid on video. I don't know where that went, but, I think JD Vance is gonna mop the floor with Waltz, but I agree with a second debate. We need a third debate. We need debates. We need town halls. The people need to hear from these people, because the more you hear from Kamala, the more you see that she is fake, the more that you see that she is scripted, right? She just exposes herself every time she talks. So I think we need more debates, more talks, you know, get that out there. Why didn't she do what Trump is doing? Why isn't she going on the shows? Why isn't she going on all these podcasts? Because she's being handled. She's a puppet, right? She's being pulled by the strings. So
absolutely. Let's go to Brendan in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Brendan.
Hey, Alex. We met many years ago, and we've spoken in the past. Do you remember when Joe Bannister was walking up to you at the corner with your film crew at Bilderberg 2012, and there was a guy next to him? That was me. So
I remember Bilderberg 2012 with Joe Bannister, yes.
And luckily,
that was in Chantilly, Virginia.
Yeah, pretty nasty Marriott hotel.
And that was back when they would deny that the Bilderberg Group existed.
Yes, and I had an M4 up to my temple from private security. I don't want to go into it too far. Anyway, doesn't matter. What I did want to say was, for all the new listeners out there, I've been around with Alice. I talked to John Hammond way back when he was in Minnesota. So all the new listeners, Alex was right, and he has been right over the years, and I can't tell you the numerous times I am going to fly through the products that I love. And I just want to give you an idea. The Alexa Pure Pro that I'm looking at right now, stainless, if that were in a jerry can and mobile, that would be awesome. I'll just leave it right there. The Nerve Renew. Thank you. Anyway, you got me to talk to Charlotte Iserbeet. Rest in peace.
All right, brother, I got to jump. I really appreciate your call. But I do remember meeting Joe Bannister and his film crew there at Bilderberg, so I do vaguely remember that and all of it. You certainly brought back memories. And again, back then, no one would say it was real. The New York Times that year said Jones was in the woods in Virginia, that is big conference center, and Jones was imagining helicopters and Marines and troops, and I stayed in when they actually closed it, the King of Spain showed up. I mean, it was crazy. And then Drudge started picking up our stories about it. They finally had to admit it. Okay, it was real. But imagine how far we've come where they deny this exists. Now they have to admit it. Folks, you can get the most badass Patriot t-shirts to support the InfoWar and sign up free email, or you buy products, you get even more entries into it with the sweepstakes to get the most awesome Dodge Turbo Diesel upgraded to the 10th degree truck at thealexjonesstore.com, and it supports the broadcast. Well, thank you all. So go check it out at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm going to take a few final spaces comments, and then a big guest host is coming in. Stay with us.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95.
high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are in the final segment before the amazing Dr. Stella Emanuel takes over. Always with big breaking news and more on the medical front and fighting the New World Order. Bud in FEMA Region 9, I want to finish up with you and then maybe hit one more speaker on X. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Bud in FEMA Region 9, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. So I was watching the debate last night, and I say to myself, you know, Trump's doing okay. Not good. Not really bad. But Kamala seems to be just doing amazing. And I feel like everything that I've seen from her in the past, she's just word salad, can't make any sense, can't answer a question. And I say, there has to be something going on here. So I thought she had a bug in her ear or something. But then I look at a X post today, and I see that there are some earbuds that look exactly like the earrings she was wearing.
Yes.
So
I think they just got her off alcohol and Xanax for a couple of days and just made her not be, you know, she looked like she was going through withdrawals or something. She was white as a ghost. And then they just gave her, she already had the questions. That was clear. They've been caught doing that before with Hillary and Donna Brazile at CNN. So it's clear. She had the questions, and then they had attacks on him, and she knew it was rigged. They were going to do fact-checking on him and interrupt him. And so they just got her wound up and shoved her out there. She was probably on a mix of a sedative, a mild sedative, and some Adderall. She was definitely on something, but not the Christmas tree look that she usually gets.
Yeah, it was a full court press with the host being against him, her being as amped up on quite a highly tuned cocktail, and also someone in her ear telling her what to say is what I had to believe about.
Well, the good news is we got 15 million viewers because of you guys, and a bunch of other people got massive views as we counted her. So we're winning the info war, and we're in the fight. God bless you, bud. Appreciate your call. Let's do one more X Spaces commenter, speaker, and then I'm going to say about our great guest host is visiting us, and we got the other great guest host coming in. Who's up next, Chase Geyser?
Let's go to Harry Fisher. Harry, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hey, thank you very much. All Kamala had to do is stand there and smirk, and she would still get the same voters. We all knew Taylor Swift, everybody else like that, was going to go ahead and be bought in and be on her side. What really was disheartening is seeing them not talk about how deadly these COVID-19 shots are. Watching both of these candidates, and I'm going to vote for Trump. I've got no choice but to vote for Trump, and honestly, sort of like the guy at this point, just because the people that hate me hate him too, so I'm going to vote for the guy.
Me too.
That being said, watching them not talk about this, because I'm a paramedic, I've been watching so many people die. Like, the amount of death at this point blows away the amount of death on 9/11. Like, we are seeing that much death. all the wars that have happened since 9/11, there's even more deaths from these shots. And we're watching these candidates not talk about that. And that just, it breaks my heart. It's been hell on earth. This is an info war, but we're taking physical casualties. That's all I have to say, brother.
Hey, excellent point. I'm upset about Warp Speed, that we didn't try to make people take shots and has now walked it back some. I'm upset he didn't bring up the 325,000 missing children that Kamala brought in as controlling. I mean, we've got them, but that's where we are. It was something else. Nate Hughes from thealexjonesstore.com. You guys are honchoing this. Credible t-shirts up there right now. Other great products are going to be added. I want to thank everybody for the support that's already gone there. You need to go there. You don't even have to buy a t-shirt. You just sign up and get entered to win. Just putting your email in, but the more you sign up or the more you buy products, the more you get entered, you 5X, 10X each time.
Yep. And this is just a start too. So I think there's 30 t-shirts and 30 different styles of hats right now. You know, we'll have supplements coming. We'll have this knife drop coming up. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Every purchase gets you entered to win. You can enter your email and get some entries too. So,
and you can have some decent supplements right now. These are the top game changer, cutting edge ones you're getting made right now.
Yeah, this is, I would say, you know, everyone has their standard multivitamin. They have their standard, I would call male enhancement, you know, whatever it is, right? There's a lot of things. There's sea moss that's very popular and very big right now. There's some.
They just have trace elements and stuff.
There's some certain probiotic and gut cleanses that are very popular right now that are doing wonders for people. I think
you're going to bring those to people.
These are in the works. So these will be
the Alex Jones Store. Just one word. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll put the links up on X. Links up on Infowars.com. Great job, Mr. Hughes.
Thank you. Appreciate
folks
it.
Folks with Bigley.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, we're gonna end this. Dr. Stella Emanuel's gonna come in right now. She always knocks out of the park. Wonderful lady, great medical doctor. And then Owen Schroyer in 55 minutes, 20 seconds, the War Room. Please join us for that as well. Did a great job, listeners, getting us 15 million viewers last night. Incredible job. I salute you.
Woo. Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the info war and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when When you enter to win this baby, you're supporting the info war and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000. And when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com. You want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today. It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
Ready? Hello, America. This is Dr. Stella Emanuel, of course. Here again for my segment called Bible Science and Current Event. And it's always amazing to be here to kind of discuss what's going on in our world. I believe that we are at a tipping point of what's going on, and I always say I'm not here to get you scared. I'm here to get you prepared, physically, to get you prepared mentally, get you prepared medically. And of course, I believe that right now everybody has to be, question everything and be really, really paranoid about everything. And I believe that only those that are paranoid will win this battle and survive in this time. So let's talk about some of the things that are happening. We are right now, I'll talk about the medical stuff first. We are at right now what I call a trifecta. They have like a trifecta pandemic going on. Of course, other things are going on with mosquito-borne viruses and everything. So we have monkeypox, we have bird flu, we have COVID. I tell people COVID is still around. And even though it's become more endemic, I think people should still be aware of the fact that COVID is around and can cause problems. And try and get yourself ready for it. It breaks my heart when people still call me, even at this time. I mean, as at last week, telling me that they can't breathe and they need me to help them deal with COVID. So we're going to be talking about that. But one of the things that I really want us to break down today is the real spiritual battle that we're on. They are coming at us from all sites, medically, spiritually. They are coming with, you know, like weather changes. They are coming with political issues. And of course, we all watched the debate last night, and God knows, I don't even want to comment about that, because sometimes I'm wondering who was that speaking. That didn't even look or sound like Kamala. So I'm very sure that maybe she had some kind of earbud or something. But well, let me leave that to Alex to break down. But they are coming at us in all directions. And now that they are coming at us in all directions, we need to get information. We need to be prepared. Be prepared spiritually. That's the first thing I always tell people. Be prepared spiritually. If you read the Bible, and you will see that what's happening in our world right now, it's been talked about in the book of Revelation. It's been talked about in the book of Daniel. It's been talked about in the book of Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 11, Mark 13. These things have been talked about in Thessalonians. And I just wish people would understand and read the Bible so that you know exactly what is happening. And of course, we're also fighting back in all directions. I was talking today to somebody. I said, you know, they did not believe, the globalists, the elites, they actually thought that by now we will all be locked down and we'll all have like, you know, 10 shots and 15 boosters, and we'll all be like little robots that they can control. But they did not think about the fact that we were going to fight back. And I want all of us to continue to fight back. You fight back of course, when you share everything that we do, share everything that Alex is doing, and I'm glad that we're all here to support this platform and make sure that Alex Jones continues to stay on the air and do the work that he's doing. And you share this to your friends. Info, like, you know, the information war is one of the biggest war we have to fight right now. On my Twitter handle, somebody had shared a video of what happened in 2020 in July of 2020 when we came out at the steps of the Supreme Court and we made a ruckus that kind of like, it was a watershed moment that kind of broke everything down and made everybody wake up. And I could see that a lot of people, I practically had people going, I didn't know about it. When did this happen? I didn't know about it. And of course, it was because of the information blockade. At that time, they tried to stop everyone from hearing what I had to say. And of course, they are still working very hard to make sure that whatever we say does not, the mainstream people don't hear about it. So one of the biggest ways that you fight this battle is by making sure that you share everything that we do, share everything that Alex Jones is doing. And I know that we already do it, but I just want to encourage people again, like when you share this show, when you share everything that they are doing on InfoWars, you are actually fighting the battle on a major level. Anyway, so yeah, that's the video. Whenever I see that video, I kind of chuckle because I was like, man, I was really angry on that day. And I'm thankful that sometimes it's good to have a righteous anger, because when you have a righteous anger, you're able to stand and fight. The first one thing I want to tell people is that I don't want us to be afraid, to be fearful. I always say that in 2020, before I went to the steps of the Supreme Court, I called my family in Houston and I told them, I said, I'm going to Washington DC. I'm going to speak up. I can't sit around and just watch people die. You know, we had been treating patients with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. People were doing well. I knew that they were planning this whole thing about a vaccine. We knew about it already. So I just could not continue to watch people die. So I was willing to go and speak up. But the main thing about it is that I called my family and I said, I'm going to go speak up. I might not make it back. They might kill me. If they kill me, so be it. I had no fear. So one of the best ways you can fight this battle is by dealing with the spirit of fear. We have a lot of products. We have a lot of ways. We tell you how to take care of yourself, how to build your immunity, but the most important thing is that you have to have no fear. Because if you have fear, they've already captured you. But I say this because this past week I've been having people contact me. What are we going to do about monkeypox? What if it comes out? What can we do? Yes, we have things that we can help you deal with these things. But you have to stop being afraid. It is the fear that is going to make them inject us and allow us to accept those mRNA injections. I was listening to the show last hour and I just heard the guy that was talking about how, you know, during this debate, nobody mentioned the mRNA jabs, that vaccines that they've given people, and just how bad it's been for the population of the world. I know, because I'm in doctor groups, and we see turbo cancers. We're talking about diseases that never happen in children having heart attacks and strokes, and young people, athletes dropping. They've already really achieved a big job in getting people injected with this killing vaccine, but they have not gotten to the level that they wanted to get. So I think by his grace, we actually fought back and prevented the whole world from getting injected. But now that they are trying other things to make sure that we accept the mRNA vaccine, we accept surveillance, we accept their injections. And it is so important that we realize that everything that they are doing is about getting us to a place of surveillance. Whether it's putting the puppet Kamala Harris into power, or it's, you know, cloud seeding so that they can bring up things about, you know, global warming, and then tell us that our cows are going to fart and increase global gas so that we don't eat the right food. Everything is about making sure that we're sick, making sure that, you know, we accept surveillance, killing people, and controlling whoever else doesn't get killed. And they are doing that also with technology. The kind of technology that we have coming right now is higher than we've seen at any time. There's, you know, the Bible says that in this last days, knowledge would increase. But the technology that what we have right now, I'm telling you, it's Nephilim technology. It's demonic technology. See something like CRISPR technology, and you can Google it, the ability to splice genes. You know, with CRISPR technology, as a, somebody in the medical field, you could see the uses of CRISPR technology to, like to deal with patients with sickle cell, muscular dystrophies, and a lot of things that can help people stay healthy. But that's not what they are using it for. They are using CRISPR technology to change people's genome. They want to change people's genome. So they are not using the technology for the right thing. So even though some of this technology looks amazing and people like to follow technology, you have to be very, very careful about technology. And of course, we have AI, and everybody is great that AI, we all look at AI as a tool to help us deal with different issues in life. But the originators of this technology don't think it's a tool. And I want you to, I want to play this video by Yuval Noah so that you can understand just the depth of the demonic, or just how evil or how much control they want this technology that they are giving us to affect our lives. So go ahead and play that video with, by Yuval Noah, and let's hear what he's saying. I'm going to comment even as we play it.
Yuval Noah Harari, this week he has a new book out. It is titled Nexus, A Brief History of Information Networks from the Stone Age to AI, and I've been reading him all the way back to Sapiens. You've sold now 65 million books. It's a remarkable situation.
The key thing to understand about AI, it's not a tool in our hands. It's an agent. It's an independent agent making decisions, inventing new things, and therefore it has a potential to change every area, finance, the military, religion, in ways that we never saw before in history. Think about a holy text that can talk back to you. And humans have been dreaming about texts created by a superhuman intelligence throughout history. But all the texts that they created so far, like the Bible or the Quran or whatever, they couldn't talk back. You always needed humans to interpret them. Now you can have a text created by a superhuman intelligence that can talk back to you,
right,
and that can interpret itself if you don't understand something in the text. I think the most important thing to understand about AI is that AI is not a tool. It is an agent. It's the first technology in history that can make decisions and invent new ideas by itself. Even something as powerful as the atom bomb could not decide anything by itself. All the decisions were made by humans. Now we've created something which potentially can take power away from us. At present, it starts with very small things. Like, for instance, there was an experiment when OpenAI developed GPT-4, like 2 years ago. They wanted to test what can this thing do. So they gave it a task to solve CAPTCHA puzzles. The CAPTCHA puzzles, like when you go online and you want to access your bank or whatever, and they have this riddle that you have to solve, an image that you have to say what are the twisted words and then letters to make sure you are not a robot.
Yeah, it's tough. I've taken the test. It's tough.
Yeah.
Is that a street light? No. Is that a bicycle wheel? I don't know. Let me do it again. Refresh.
And it's really difficult for GPT-4. GPT-4 could not solve the CAPTCHA. But what GPT-4 did, it accessed TaskRabbit, which is an online site where you can hire humans to do different things for you. And it asked a human to solve the CAPTCHA for it. Mm-hmm. Now, the human got suspicious. The human asked, why do you need somebody to solve CAPTCHA for you? Are you a robot? It asked directly, are you a robot? And GPT-4 answered, no, I'm not a robot. I have a vision impairment, which is why I can't solve the CAPTCHA, so I need your help.
Okay, pause it right there. You can listen to, oh my God, you can hear what these people are saying. If GPT-4 can make a decision to tell a lie, that means GPT-4 has become sentient. That means it has a conscience, it has an ability to think, an ability to actually tell a lie. They had people that were playing with ChatGPT, and at some point he said that, I want you to worship me, I need worship. So, and we've had many AIs that will come out and say things that are like, this is no longer a machine talking, this is sounds like a human or sounds like a demonic spirit. So that when I say that most of the technology that we're dealing with right now is AI technology, is alien technology. I know they call it, you know, artificial intelligence. I call it alien intelligence. And right now, people like Yuval Noah, Bill Gates, all of them, they are telling us straight up that this thing that they've created can take over the world, can control what we do. I remember Elon said something that, you know, AI is like summoning the demon. So I want people to understand that AI technology is not something you should just jump into and use it as a tool for convenience. Yes, the way they're going to sell it to you is as a tool, but they make when you take it as a tool, guess what? It's going to it's going to start controlling your life, your thought process, your thinking. In fact, Yuval Noah said AI can practically tell you, write biblical text and interpret it. You know, somebody sent me a scripture on X, like a private message, but it was a scripture. And all of a sudden I saw something that said that this is like, you know, dangerous information. I'm like, so because I knew the person, I clicked on it to find out what kind of dangerous information was these people sending to me. It was a scripture. I was like, how did scripture become dangerous information? So these AI tools know how to manipulate your mind. Imagine if somebody that doesn't know anything about the Bible clicks a scripture and then they say it's dangerous information. So they are basically stopping you from being able to evangelize and send this information out there. I'm saying this so that we should be a little more careful and a little more cautious the way we jump into using AI to do everything that we want to do. Because by the time you get these AIs to write things for you, they are not just doing it as a machine. They are actually doing it as intelligence. And remember, what kind of intelligence are we dealing with? It's alien intelligence. In the book of Genesis, in Genesis 6, you know, the sons of God came and slept with the daughters of men, and they produced hybrids or Nephilims, and they were destroyed in Genesis 6. But after that, the Bible says that, you know, in Genesis 6, that there were Nephilims in the world before that and after that. So yes, these Nephilims have been around. But in the book of Genesis, they were 30-foot giants. They looked like giants. When the children of Israel came into the promised land in the book of Joshua, they met the sons of Anak that were giants. These were the Nephilims. At that time, the Nephilims were giants, 6-foot giants, 10-foot giants. You could see them and know that this one is a giant, this one is a Nephilim. But right now, the corruption they want to do on humanity right now is not like in the book of Genesis where they had demons or angels come sleep with human beings. What they are trying to do right now is do it through technology, injecting it in your system and putting things in your system that is going to change your mindset, injecting stuff in you that's going to make them able to program you on what they want. And the other thing about technology is that, I mean, we know right now all of us are looking at our phones. We cannot even survive without them. A lot of us have been captured already in the technological age. So I will always advise people, take a time out from technology. You should be able to take a time out, keep your phone down, pray, do some other thing, you know, go out, hang out with your friends. Take time out from technology and clear your mind, because this thing is basically affecting all the way we think, the way we act. And that is the reason why they are bringing all these diseases, because they want us to take technology into our system. You know, when we come back, I'm going to be talking about Bible verses that talks about how technology is going to mix with us in these end times, so that you are aware of it. And if you cannot help yourself, you need to start calling on God to have mercy on you and help you. This is the season that we're in. This is the times that we're in, and we should be able to recognize it so that we can fight appropriately. One of the things that bothers me a lot is that a lot of patriots are fighting this battle as if it is just a physical battle. You cannot fight the devil with physical means only. Yes, we can fight with information war. Yes, we can fight in the courts. Yes, we can fight. We can do conferences and all the things that we do legally, fight in the ballot box, but we need to fight this battle spiritually. The election is coming, and we have a Twitter space that we do on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. where we pray for the election, we pray for President Trump, we pray for our country, and people need to join us to pray. Or if you can't join us on that Twitter space, you can actually just pray for by yourself. Get a small group to pray, because at the end of the day, it is a spiritual battle. And when it comes to spiritual battles, we human beings have been given authority over the earth. So whatever we speak is what's going to happen. if we allow the children of the devil are the ones that are shouting louder and speaking louder and programming everybody through CNN, CNBC and all this stuff, then they are going to take over. And if we that are the children of light, we have to speak light. You have to not just focus to, okay, I'm going to just do the physical part. You have to make sure that the spiritual part is sound. And being that we are fighting a spiritual battle, there's something that's happening to a lot of, and I speak to a lot of patriots. I meet people all over the country. I travel all over the country and I get to do prayer meetings and I pray for people all over the country. One of the things that I've noticed is that a lot of people that are fighting this battle, they are getting hit spiritually. There's a lot of spiritual warfare that's happening in a lot of, in lives of a lot of people. And because we are not spiritually sound, or we don't understand spiritual warfare, we are fighting the battle in the physical and some people are getting hurt. If you go on my website, drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com, there's a place, there's a tab called Bethel Ranch tab. You know, we have a ranch in Houston where people come to pray. When people come to pray, they stay for free. We let them come and they stay there and they pray. But on that tab, you're going to see a click to go to Firepower Ministry where you can have prayers concerning anything in your life so that you can be able to speak the word of God. You can be able to pray for yourself and you can pray for our nations. We have prayers for the nations, prayer for court cases, prayer for healing, for prosperity, just, you know, so that people that don't understand and know how to pray can be able to take these prayer points and be able to decree it over the land and over the nation. You see, it is the prevailing priesthood that will rule the land. If the prevailing priesthood is the spirits of the devil, then they will rule. When the children of God start speaking, start calling on the name of the Lord, start speaking the right things, then the children of God will rule. So when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of the viruses that are going on right now and some of the solutions that we have for you. But remember, this is a time for every one of us to rise up and take your place and fight this battle, both physically, spiritually, in the information war, legally, in the ballot box. All of it is the battle that we have to fight. And it might be showing up in the ballot box, but it is a spiritual battle and we should fight it accordingly.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the Nitric Boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things
is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back, Dr. Stella Emanuel, with this segment I call Bible Science and Current Events. Before I go ahead, I just want to thank God for Alex Jones giving me the honor. It's always an honor to be able to host the show and bring information to the American people. And so I want us to talk about some of the things that are happening, like in the medical front right here in America right now. I think we're dealing with a whole bunch of viruses. I talked about a trifecta or tripledemic. I call it tripledemic, trifecta. That means they're coming at us in three ways. But there are many other things that are happening. They have right now in Massachusetts, they have something about the Eastern Equine virus and also the West Nile virus that is happening in Massachusetts, that they are shutting. These are mosquito-bound diseases, so they are giving curfews after 6 p.m. for people not to come out of their houses so that they don't get bit by mosquitoes. And, of course, we know about Bill Gates and his mosquito farms producing GMO mosquitoes, and I think that this is affecting our regular, you know, the local mosquitoes and bringing diseases that we're not supposed to have. I do believe, too, that the second thing that is causing these strange diseases to have an increase, like dengue. Dengue fever has been around for a little bit, but this year there's a lot more dengue in it. Almost like a hundredfold increase in dengue fever in America. And that's also a mosquito-borne disease. I believe that the open borders is having a great contribution to some of the strange diseases that we're experiencing in the country right now. Because, you know, I'm from Africa. I came to this country. I went through whatever it took for me to do my paperwork and make sure that I'm here legally to become an American citizen. I've been here for 32 years. But a lot of the people that are jumping in through the border, they are not getting screened like when you come in through the regular way, so that they will screen you and make sure that you're not coming with crazy diseases. They are not even getting screened to see whether they are not bringing some wild plants and everything. When you travel out of the country and you're coming back, they check you to make sure you're not bringing any crazy plants or seeds or something. So right now, there's a lot coming into the country right now that we don't know about. And so we're having increased diseases that we usually will not have. And of course, I know the globalists are happy to have as many diseases as possible, because the more diseases we have now, they practically, Albert Bourla or something, the head of Pfizer was very happy to tell us that they want mRNA vaccines for just all other kind of vaccines. They want them to be mRNA. So the more crazy diseases come into the country, or the more crazy diseases we experience in the country, the more they can use to push the mRNA vaccine and make sure that everybody takes a vaccine. As I was ending last segment, I was talking about the need to not be fearful, because Right now, most of the things that they have, we cannot have things that can help you mitigate them. But what if they throw out a disease where there's nothing for us to do to mitigate it? Would you just run and go take a vaccine because there's no way out? Right now, like I said, we have COVID, we have bird flu, Zika, or other viruses. Whether it's COVID, bird flu, West Nile virus, the encephalitis virus, Zika, dengue, they are all single-stranded RNA virus. And I want to tell you people this about single-stranded RNA viruses. These viruses are sensitive to zinc. Zinc can take care of single-stranded RNA viruses. And because they are sensitive to zinc, a lot of people can build immunity against these viruses. We just have one little problem. Zinc does not enter the cell. So the zinc that you eat in your regular food or the ones you take in supplements, they don't enter the cell. Zinc needs a transport system. That is why we have something like quercetin. One of our supplements called Covivites is vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. What it does is that it opens zinc channels and allows zinc to get into the cell that will help build your immunity against these viruses. So most of these RNA viruses, basically, zinc and quercetin can build your immunity against them. If you go on drstellamd.com, we have it in Covivites. We also have something that we put together. It's called Viraimmune Plus. We have put that together because when we heard about Ebola, Marburg, and dengue, these are hemorrhagic fevers. They are also, yes, RNA viruses, but the cover of the virus can be mitigated with proteases and peptides. So we put some random proteases and peptides in Viraimmune Plus that can help build your immunity apart from things like astragalus, echinacea, and stuff like that. So we have that. And then, of course, when we started hearing about monkeypox in 2022, I went on the NIH website. I usually do that. I go on the NIH website. When they say anything is coming out, I go and find out studies that they've done about it, whether there are any things I can do to help. And I read journals all over the world. So we found out that there was a medicine called pitcher plant, Sarracenia purpura. No, not a medicine, a supplement. Sarracenia purpura. It's called pitcher plant. It's a carnivorous plant that grows in America. I tried to grow it on our ranch, but I guess, you know, because we're in the temperate zone. I think we're in the tropical zone. I think in the temperate zone, it grows pretty well. So they're able to grow it and then make it in a tea or put it in a tincture. So we did something. We prepared something called Pox Defense. So initially, we couldn't find somebody to make it for us. And then we found a naturopathic doctor that was able to order it from the Amish and then, you know, harvest it and prepare it for us. So it's called Pox Defense. It has Sarracenia purpura. If you go online, you look at it, there's just click there, smallpox, Sarracenia purpura, you will see it, or smallpox and pitcher plant. You will see a study that was published in the Lancet, a study that was published in the NIH, talks about this, 19th century or the, 19th century plant that helped to deal with smallpox when, you know, smallpox was raging in America. So we've been able to extract it and put it in Pox Defense. So what I have tried to do for me, what I do personally, you know, I take Covilite because Covilite, is something that we put together for people that had COVID long symptoms. It's like one of our most amazing supplements. It has all the vitamins you need. It has all the minerals you need. It helps you with brain fog. It has resveratrol. It has CoQ10. It has, vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. It has things like N-acetylcysteine. It has pomegranate. It just has a lot of things. It has guarana, which is like a natural occurring caffeine. So it's like getting an energy drink or getting your coffee in a healthy way. So when we put Covilite together, we did it because of people that were having COVID long symptoms and getting brain fog and tiredness. So we put it together to help those people. Then I started taking it and realized it was really good. So I take my vitamins in Covilite. So now what we've put together is something I call, for me in particular, that I like the Covilite drink. I don't like taking pills, you know, if I can avoid it. So I like the Covilite drink. So I put Covilite and Viraimmune Plus and the Pox Defense and I mix it in a drink and I'm able to drink it. And I take that daily and I've not really been sick. And then in the evening, most of the times I will do my medicinal herbs like, you know, moringa, turmeric and all that stuff, mix it in a tea and drink it. And as for the past 4 years, I've taken care of COVID patients. My family members run to my house when they get sick. I just have never been sick. And it's because I've been taking the vitamins that I need. And if I'm going into a crowd, I take hydroxychloroquine. I have screamed from the rooftop to everybody. And if you're listening to me, if there's anything I want you to do, is to make sure you get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. You see all these RNA viruses, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin can take care of it. Get it in your medicine cabinet, because till today, people are still getting sick from COVID. It's crazy. And they are still not giving them the medicine that they need. Pharmacists are still not wanting to fill the prescriptions. Most doctors are still terrified about prescribing it. There was an article a few weeks ago that the AG of New York wants to ban doctors from prescribing ivermectin. Although she actually doesn't have the legal right to do that, because once a medicine has been approved for use in America, you can use it off-label as a physician for anything. That is the reason why my team and I have been able to continue prescribing hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin to the people, to the whole of America, because we know that, you know, once these medications have been approved, if we give you adequate, once we give you adequate informed consent, we have the right to be able to prescribe it to you. So I have doctors that will see you in all 50 states, pharmacies that will ship to all 50 states, because regular pharmacies will not fill this prescription. So America, please listen to me before things get crazier, before you get sick. Till today, people are still calling me that they can't breathe, and that just hurts me. I just don't think that at this time you should be getting sick from COVID or any of these other stupid viruses which are sensitive to hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. So if you go on my website, you can either get hydroxychloroquine by itself, you can get ivermectin by itself. Some people like hydroxychloroquine, some people like ivermectin. I'm a hydroxychloroquine person. But if you want to get the whole package, you can get, like, when you get sick, we want you to take everything. We usually give you hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, budesonide, which a lot of people use, and it was able to help them breathe. And then Z-Pak, we have that. Then we have a pulse oximeter where you can use to check your oxygen, which is what usually really makes people go down when they get COVID. And then, of course, we have this beautiful nebulizer, a handheld nebulizer. If you just press it, you see, yeah, it's really beautiful. You know, and it's a handheld nebulizer that you can charge with your power bank in case we don't have power. So this all come in a package as the COVID complete pack. So everybody needs to get that. Put it in your medicine cabinet. Keep it right there. Don't wait till something crazy happens. We also have prescription medicine that you can get, 7 antibiotics you will need in an emergency. Put it in your medicine cabinet. I tell people, in your preparedness, be spiritually prepared. Be physically prepared by having food, water, and everything that you need. Be medically prepared. If you go on my Twitter handle, Stella_Emmanuel, you're going to see a Twitter space that I did called Over-the-Counter Medicines You Will Need in an Emergency. Open that Twitter space. Listen to it. Take notes. Put together a solid first aid kit for you and your family. And then, of course, like I said, the hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, they are prescription strength. So we can help you with the prescriptions in all 50 states. But don't wait till things get crazy or they take down the internet or, you know, we have a cyber attack and then you can't reach us, you know, and then you're struggling. Or people call me and expect me to, like, I need hydroxychloroquine right now. You can't get it right now because you have to see us and then we have to send it to the pharmacy and our pharmacists have to ship it to you. It might take a few days to get to you. So it's always good for you to be prepared, because when you're prepared, you're not going to be scared. So that's what I'm saying. So, and then the last part of it, of course, is the supplements that we have. We have, like I call it, trifecta pandemic supplement. You can get it in pill form if you're a pill person, or you can get it in the liquid form if you want to take it as a drink. One of the things that we did during this time, during this whole COVID fiasco is that we started thinking about the things that are happening to people during COVID. For example, there are people that were losing their hair during COVID. So people will have COVID and then they get hair loss. So we did something called COVID Hairvites that has like keratin, biotin, and ashwagandha that will help people with hair loss. And it really works. And then there were people that were having so much anxiety and couldn't sleep. So we did COVID sleep. COVID sleep has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin, so it can prevent COVID. But on top of it, we put melatonin and ashwagandha so that if you're having sleep issues, you can take your sleep aid, and that sleep aid can also have vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin to help you build your immunity against these viruses. And then, of course, COVID light, like I said, has just about everything. We had COVITA spray for people that have allergic symptoms. You know, there are people that have like seasonal allergies. It also has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. But what else it has? It has neem. Neem is a something anti-allergic, natural anti-allergic medicine, so that when people can be able to take it, I get seasonal allergies, so I usually would take neem. I take Covita spray, and it really helps me. And the good thing about the Covita spray is that you can spray it in your children's mouth. Like for babies, like 1 to 2, you can put them one spray in the mouth. When they are like maybe 6 to 12, you can give 2 sprays, and after 12, you can use 3 sprays. So we've been able to help children that have colds and stuff like that. I know children usually don't really have COVID like that, but parents still get scared because, like I said, there are a whole bunch of other viruses. And then we have also the immunovites for children. So if you go on our website, you're going to see the trifecta packages, that has, if you take that, it covers all the viruses that they are bringing out now to build your immunity against all of them. This is not medicine. This is supplements that help to build your immunity. They have zinc. If you take the trifecta pack, if you take it in the pill, you have the zinc, you have the Sarracenia purpura, you have quercetin, you have everything you need to cover, whether it's Zika, COVID, whatever. And then if you are somebody like me that likes the drink, you can take it in the energy drink. So, and if you use promo code Alex on our website, you will get a discount. So, we did this. Every time they bring something up, and this is my promise to the American people, I'm a very practical person. My brain kind of works, it's wired to be very practical about solutions. So what I do is that if they bring up anything, I go online and I start digging to find out, have there been any natural things that can use to help this particular situation? And then we sit down and we put together these formulations. All these are my proprietary brands. We put them together. We put them together and then we send it to the manufacturers, and then they manufacture it for us. We're not buying their products. We actually tell them what they need to put in the supplements and exactly how much need to be put there. So we have basically put together a lot of just things that can deal with all the viruses that are happening right now. You know, the good thing about it is that, like, when I come on InfoWar right now, you go on the use promo code Alex. When you use promo code Alex, you will get a discount, but it also helps to fund InfoWars, because I pull up the promo code and I'm able to, be able to give like a big donation to what InfoWars is doing, or be able to support this show. So when you go on drselahmd.com and you use promo code Alex, you're not just, getting your health benefits. You're not just supporting us to do a lot of the free work that you do, but you're also supporting InfoWars and the work that Alex Jones is doing. We know just how much work he's doing and how great he's been to us, and just how much information that he has given us over the years. So please do not forget to use promo code Alex on our website, whatever you buy on our website, to make sure that, we know that you saw it on this show and you're able to get a discount. Then we're able to also help to support what Alex Jones is doing. So that being said, I was watching. Can you play the last part of that Yuval Noah video? Let me, so that I can comment about it before we go. From where you paused it.
The ocean of fake and junk information. If you want to know the truth, you need institutions like newspapers, like academic associations, like courts, that develop mechanisms to sift through the evidence and decide what is reliable information and what is unreliable. Mm-hmm. Again, it's not heroic, but this is always the answer, and we need to do it again with the current information revolution. Think about the politician you most hate in the world, or think about the religious movement or the ideological movement which was the worst in history from your perspective, and take a few minutes to think, what would they do with the technologies that I'm developing right now? COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin, their body temperature. Like we walked in here, we had to go through a body temperature test. Well, I think maybe in a couple of decades, when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian machines, but even in democracies. Okay. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.
Okay. All right. So you see what Yuval Noah is saying here is so important that you understand. The reason why we tell people that build your immunity so that you don't get any of these diseases, so that you don't get terrified into going to take a vaccine, is because all these diseases, their job is to get surveillance under your skin through the mRNA vaccine, period. Or mRNA jab. I don't even know what is a vaccine. mRNA jab. They want to get surveillance under your skin. And the Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 to 18, that there will come a time when it will cause all, both great, small, rich, poor, born free, to take a mark on their hands or in their forehead. And you're not going to be able to buy or sell if you don't take the mark. I know a lot of people talk about the mark of the beast. It is here. It is ready. And how are they going to get you to accept surveillance under your skin or to put this mark under your skin? Is, of course, disruptive events. And one of them is in the medical part. You know what I'm saying? So when I say people need to be ready, stock up food, water, and everything, make sure you have a good first aid kit in your house and make sure you get the medicines that you will need for your family and get the supplements to build your immunity, is to make sure that you can stay healthy and strong so that you don't get terrified by the latest virus that they throw out and you become so scared that you're willing to take a mark under your skin or you're willing to allow them to inject you. As we are speaking in Africa, when they talk about mpox, you know, I was talking about RNA viruses. Mpox or monkeypox is not an RNA virus. It's a DNA virus. So zinc doesn't work for it. But of course, that's where we have pox defense or Sarracenia purpura. But in Africa right now, where monkeypox is raging, they're already shipping millions and millions of doses of mRNA vaccine to Africa. Why? Because Africa did not take the COVID vaccine. Why did they not take the COVID vaccine? Most people in Africa did not get sick from COVID like that. Because when they got sick, if they got fever and achy, it felt like it was malaria. And they went over the counter, they got hydroxychloroquine. Or if they had river blindness, they took ivermectin. And those things treated them. So people did not really get sick from COVID like that in Africa. And because of that, they were not terrified to take the vaccine. But now, they are trying a way to bring the vaccine to Africa. So send this video to your friends and family members all over Africa. Tell them they don't need to take any monkeypox vaccine. They should look for Sarracenia purpura. Build their immunity so that they don't fall for the vaccine. And the same thing here, whether it's equine virus, West Nile, everything, even right now with our children, a lot of the childhood vaccines right now, they want those childhood vaccines to be mRNA. And they are doing that just so that they can inject and corrupt our children and be able to monitor everyone. Like Yuval Noah says, they want surveillance to go under your skin. I don't know whether the mRNA vaccine is the mark yet, but I do believe that the mark is going to be a currency. And that if you already have the mRNA vaccine inside of you, you can easily be programmed and they can easily say anything and you will believe it. You know what I'm saying? But be careful. Give your life to Jesus. Make sure you're prayed up. Make sure you read the Bible. When you read the Bible towards the end of Revelation, you will see that God wins this battle. You will see that the Lord Jesus will come back, rapture out the church. Just so you know, there's going to be a time when true Christians are going to be raptured out so that God can deal with these demons, destroy them, remodel the world, and we can live happily ever after on this earth, heaven on earth. Earth was created for humanity. We're going to come back and live here after the Lord Jesus deals with these demons. So there is hope. Give your heart to Jesus. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Make sure that when something happens, you have that hope. Also, read the Bible. Know the Bible for yourself. And then, of course, like I said, build your immunity chest. Build your immunity chest with our vitamins and supplements. Build your immunity chest also by getting the medications that you need. Build your immunity chest by getting the over-the-counter medicines that you need. And, of course, all the other supplements that you need to make sure that you're healthy. If you go to drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com, if you use promo code Alex, You will be healthy. You will help support the things that we will do, and we will also help to sponsor the Alex Jones Show. So now, the last thing I'm going to say is I'm going to pray for everyone listening right now. I remember that God gave you and I custody of our world. Learn to pray. If you go on our website, like I said earlier, look under the Better Ranch tab, you will see Firepower Ministry tab. Go there, pull up prayer, start learning to pray for yourself, learn to pray for your family. People are like, well, how do I pray? right there. You're going to have the prayer points that will teach you, walk you one-on-one on how to pray in case you don't know how to pray for yourself. Father Lord, I thank you for everyone listening to the sound of my voice right now. I pray, oh God, for the veil to come off their eyes, that they'll see the glorious light of the gospel. I pray that people will be healthy. I pray, oh God, that your will be done in this country. Your will be done. Thy kingdom come, and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Like I said, Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Elohim Adonai, oh, thy kingdom come in America, oh, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come in our elections, let your will be done. Thy kingdom come in our lives, so let your will be done. So begin to pray that God's kingdom will come in your life, in your family, in your church, in your city, in your house, and let God's will be done. Remember, we have to speak for God to do it. The Bible says in Psalm 45 that your tongue is a pen of a ready writer. So whatever you write, whatever you speak, that is what God is going to do. Don't speak evil. Don't speak fear. Begin to speak life over you, over your family, and we will win this battle in Christ. We are strong. Go to drstellamd.com. Get prepared. Get ready. Because when you are prepared, you are not scared. And always use promo code Alex Jones so that you can get a discount. God bless you. And we'll be back next time. This is Dr. Stella Emmanuel with Bible Science and Current Events, hosting the Alex Jones Show. God bless you.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.